was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got to get a weed in.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on you, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective, here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Oh, shit! Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Suck it!
Episode 551. Yes.
551?
551, and everyone was like, wow, they're starting earlier than usual. And then fucking Speck had to point out, actually, they're already 23 hours and 48 minutes late.
It's true. We were supposed to do it yesterday, but I died. I came back from the dead for you guys like young Jesus Christ.
Young Jesus Christ?
Yeah, young Jesus. He took 7 days. I only took 23 hours and 48 minutes, according to Speck. I'd say that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, the Discord chat does not work tonight. The plugin that makes it possible to get your, you know, your Discord channels working through XSplit or OBS, whatever you use. It's not working.
Everything is dying except me and Ben. We're alive. We're so alive.
Yeah, and so because we had a guest lined up yesterday, but we had to reschedule, so we're here today again without a guest. We've got a bunch of good guests booked in the near future, so stick around.
Stick around. Somebody said Jesus only took 3 days to come back. I don't believe he ever existed, so we're both wrong.
Well, only 3 days the first time, and now an unbelievable amount of time that we're unable to even confirm.
Yeah. I've always thought he would, like, be born again, like, as a new baby Christ, but somebody told me he just would show up as a full adult Christ recently, and I never thought that. I figured he'd have to be, like, virgin birthed all over again.
No, he came back as adult Christ.
He came back the first time.
You know what, though? The Bible's really inconsistent about that, because they say that he had a totally new body, but then they also say he had the wounds.
Love you, sweet boys.
From the crucifixion.
So I can buy the both of you a Juicy Lucy.
Okay. I don't know what that is, though, so I'm a little afraid about what that might be, but sure. I see Pimunk in the chat. I see John Page in the chat. Thanks for showing up, guys.
All them boys.
And if any of you guys want to be on at any point and join us, you're welcome to. No pressure, though, or anything. Guys, Brave browser right now, huge.
Huge.
If you have not yet used the Brave browser, or you have not yet sent us the tokens, seriously, please. Please do that.
Do it.
I'll tell you what, the value of these attention tokens has gone up like almost 30%. In the last 3 days. So that's pretty amazing.
Amazing.
Yo, oh, I wanted to. So we were going to have Godless Engineer on yesterday, but we had to cancel on him. So that wasn't his fault that he couldn't just do it today out of nowhere. On the 4th, we should. Hopefully it all works out. We should have Chris Reagan on April 4th.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody booked for the 2nd yet, but there's time to find somebody.
We'll figure it out.
On the 9th, we're going to have Hannibal and Monty, but then we're also going to have Tyler Smith on for the first time.
Huh.
And he's a local comedian in the Seattle area that hosts a comedy show where the comedians get high.
They get stoned?
Yeah. They do it with and without. It's called The Dope Show. He does it here in the Seattle area, and then he does it over in Spokane, too.
Are you guys going to be doing weed?
We'll all be doing weed.
I won't be doing weed.
Yes, you fucking will.
Nope.
Motherfucker.
Weed makes me high.
You will.
Weed makes me super high.
Weed makes me super high. Yeah, that's normally why people do it. We've got Justin Yang coming up soon, too. Hannibal Amonte.
Justin Wang?
Did I say Yang?
Yeah.
Yang. Okay, yeah. Jimmy Wang Yang. We're going to have Jimmy Wang Yang on.
Yang.
Yeah, Justin Wang. Sorry, my mistake. Hannibal and Monty. Hannibal and Monty are booked at least twice next month.
Nice.
Yeah. And then the private show, fuck, that's not until the end of next month. We're going to have to cook up something pretty good for that. Oh, you know what?
We got episode 555 coming up, too. That's yeah, when,
what day is that?
I think it's next Saturday? Or maybe, yeah, next Saturday?
Hmm.
Tomorrow's 552. Tuesday's 553. That's if we get our bonus. It might not be next Saturday. It might be next Tuesday. Everything is so on the fly right now.
Dude, why are you so mellow and like?
I'll tell you why. I've literally been dying all week. I've been I got in a car accident.
Yeah, that's messed
sliced
up.
Sliced my hand up.
Yeah, you.
I broke my leg.
You've taken a lot of damage.
I broke my leg, and then I was walking all around the city on my leg, and now my leg is broken. And something else happened to me too. Somebody called me fat, and I cried.
That sucks.
I ran out of tears. Really sucked. People just keep picking on me. But I don't know. It's been a while since I've taken a fucking L. So I guess this is just the loser week for young Bill Fridge.
And I accidentally fucked up my playlist. So the first video I tried to play didn't play because it's in a different location now. So when I clicked on it, it looked for it where it used to be and it freaked out.
I didn't break my leg, for those wondering. I just fucked it up when I was at watching a stupid Mel Gibson movie. There was like a phantom step in this movie theater.
Was it The Passion of the Christ?
No, I went to go see Dragged Across Concrete. It was a terrible fucking movie. And I was in this old ass theater.
I'm like falling asleep just listening to you even try
I know,
to talk about
and
it
I
right
fucking
now.
Stepped off this step that was in the dark. It wasn't lit, and I fucking landed on my foot the wrong way and busted my leg like a dumbass. Everything's fucked up, Ben.
So I really need people to suggest guests to us. I don't want to keep asking the same people over and over again. So if you guys have any guest suggestions, you can put them in the comments for this video, or you know, you can, you know, tweet at us or whatever, or you can tweet to people that you're fans of and ask them if they want to be on our show, like, or tell them you would like them to be on our show. All of that helps. When they see that out there a lot, that kind of gets, you know, the idea going in their head. So right now, before we move on with the show, please, guys, please give this stream a thumbs up. We got just over 300 watching right now. When you give the stream a thumbs up, a bunch more people will come in.
Yeah.
So we should at least be able to get to 200. Let's say 125 of you are just too fucking lazy to tap the like button. The rest of you, you should be able to easily do that.
Do it.
Show these guys how easy it is.
Do it.
Stick your thumb in it.
Crawl up Thanos' ass.
He called me, sir. It got me so human angry.
Got me so
human
angry.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
And you better learn to love it.
Okay. So this... I saw this about 3 days ago. Someone I didn't know from my hometown tweeted this out, and it got fucking huge. The last time I checked, which was yesterday, it got something like 112,000 likes on Twitter and like something like 30,000 retweets, and that was yesterday. It's actually not a news story. It was made by the news people in my hometown, but it wasn't on the news. This was a video that they made to try and motivate local students into passing their standardized test. Because Ohio has a state test that you have to take in order to graduate. Even if you pass all your classes, you gotta pass. I don't know if they have that here, but
they might have a standardized test.
Yeah. So and since this came out, the news station has released a statement on that. So we're gonna watch this cringy ass video that they made first, and then we'll read the statement that they had made on it.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet! Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
You gonna get a Gucci breakfast, Ben?
I saw this one guy reacting to this video, and he was like, there's so much fucking mayonnaise in this. It's just, there's tons of mayonnaise in this.
It's Boomer City over here.
So pretty soon they're going to go to the weather guy. Next they go to the weather guy.
Goals! Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turned, right, Chris?
Yes! Yeah. The weather going to be V-lit during testing week. A hundo P chance of success.
A hundo P, man.
You got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking
better than we're talking term. FOMO won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
So get a good night's sleep. Do your best. In fact, be extra, extra.
We here at WTOL are V proud of you.
Good luck on your test, TPS students.
Pretty sure every student that watched this shit their pants before this was over.
Yeah, I wonder how this got out. If it wasn't... Hold on, I'll bring up... There's an actual article about this.
This is diarrhea inducing. It's so bad.
Yeah. Here it is. It's time to spill the tea on WTOL's cringeworthy video.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Toledo, Ohio. Here's the word when it comes to our video originally made exclusively for Toledo Public School students, which has since gone viral. We'll try not to be too extra in our language. Here's the real talk.
They're putting it all in quotation marks. That's what they should have did in the actual video, was every time they used one of those terms, they should have just put it in quotation marks.
They should have just had, like, somebody come in and shoot them in the face every time they did that.
This doesn't help, this explanation.
TPS has had two consecutive failing grades on the Ohio State report card. 800 TPS students were absent during the 2018 Ohio State test. These are fears that a third consecutive failing grade could lead to a state takeover of the district. This was the landscape facing Toledo Public Schools and our community as thousands of TPS students got ready for state testing this week. Those at the TPS recognized the challenge and reached out to a number of media outlets, including WTOL, for help. The goal? Encourage students to show up and be ready for those tests. This is definitely, like, the best way, right? Make the kids all feel like...
You know what? You know what's so weird? I remember... This reminds me of when I graduated from high school. We had this thing where, like, after we graduated, we had this party in the gym. And we had just officially graduated, so, like, we were allowed to smoke on school grounds and shit like that because we technically weren't students there anymore. And it was just a really weird party, and people were smoking weed and shit behind the whatever. But they played this video that the local news people made to us. So maybe this is a common thing that I'm just not aware of, that it's normal for news stations in Toledo to make videos congratulating students or encouraging students.
The local news loves Toledo Ohio apparently students.
Yeah, apparently.
Attendance at these tests is critical for a variety of reasons, including school funding. More importantly, it's a chance to give the district a guide on how its students are doing so teachers there can help them grow. When students excel, our community is strengthened. The intent from the very beginning was to help TPS students take the tests and get the district the funding it needs, said Brian Lorenzen, WTOL general manager. This is one of several messages provided by area leaders and media outlets meant to show support and provide encouragement. It was pretty fucking cringe and stupid.
See at the bottom they're doing the "I meant to do that." It says, while the video is admittedly cringeworthy, that was by design.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, but it was poor design, right? Like, you're trying to motivate kids, and they see this, and either they get it or they don't, but what they get is that it's a bunch of old fucking shithead adults. If they really wanted to reach out to these kids, they'd have been like, hey, if you guys pass, we're going to send you a bunch of fucking pizza or something stupid. Put your money where your mouth is. Give the kids a damn pizza party. Or I don't know, kale or whatever kids are allowed to eat in schools now. I'm not sure what it is, but is this fucking making a cringy video? Like, it would have been better if they all cringe rapped, because then the kids would have been like, I don't want to go down that path in life. I need to do good on this test so that I can go be a real human being and not a pathetic fucking rapper.
I think the concept of this test is dumb. I think, you know, you should just take your classes in school, and if you pass all your classes in school, you should be fine. Them having this special test that you need, I think it's dumb.
It should be, but it's the standardized testing is just their way of maintaining funding across the board, right?
Man, this is a really...
I can't say anything.
Pimpay. Oh, shit, I forgot. I forgot about that. Sorry.
Pimpay, welcome, Pimunk.
Hello, beautiful Billy. How are you?
Doing good. We're just over here looking at Ben's hometown.
I seen that. There's some cringy-ass news. And why are you being so ASMR tonight, bro?
Who, me?
Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
I told you guys I'm coming over from being dead. I drank some really bad milk yesterday.
We were going to try to record a movie review, and I tried to obtain the movie because it's a very obscure movie. And when I got it, it was in like Italian or something, or Spanish.
Yeah.
And it was Venezuelan. Like, fuck. So we're trying to get it. But so our next Patreon movie review that should be coming up, like it should be coming out like tomorrow, will be what, Billy?
I think it's Nick Fury, The Shield with Samuel L. Jackson.
No, not Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, it's not Samuel L. Jackson?
No.
Who's playing Nick Fury?
David Hasselhoff. It's the 1998 Nick Fury and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
With David Hasselhoff playing Nick Fury.
I heard that was a total shit show. I can't wait to watch that trash movie with young Benjamin. Pit Monks, are you smoking
weed? Yes, sir.
Are you smoking weed today?
I'm smoking everything today. Crack, weed, heroin.
You got a little Rastafari smiley face on your shirt.
Yeah, that's my little Have a Nice J shirt.
Ah, I'm glad your computer's back up and working.
It's not. I'm on my old computer.
Oh, this is the old one?
This is my old. Yeah, I can't do my OBS or anything on this shit.
Damn.
The other computer went completely kaput now. It's gone, bit, died, dead, fucker.
Your new one just exploded.
Yeah, the one I just recently got for like in November.
It's so effed.
What
the
fuck happened to it? Holy shit.
I don't know, dude. It was, you know, the other night when it started on DP, when I was on DP, and it just went fucking nuts. I think Billy did it.
Yeah, I've been having a really bad week, so like, I wouldn't be surprised if it was my fault rubbing off on you.
Yeah.
Like, I sliced my hand open cutting avocado. I busted my leg in a stupid movie theater. I got sick for the first time since I've been on my diet. And to top it all off, got in a fucking car accident playing not Pokemon Go. What?
Yeah, I almost fucked
you
up.
You almost had a Biden moment.
What?
Where, like, how Biden accidentally admitted he was running for president before he wanted to.
Oh, no. I wouldn't do that.
Yep.
That's not a sweet boy thing to do.
Damn, dude.
That's not a sweet
Those
boy
insurance
dude,
companies
dude.
Be calling you soon.
Ben, I got Kratom news.
What's
they're trying to make it illegal in my fucking state now.
I'm not surprised.
They're going after me, but I haven't taken Kratom in like months, but still, it's still not good.
I believe it, man. If anything they can make illegal, they will, you know? Especially in the Southeast.
The sheriff put up a big article in the news. We have recognized the problem. What's the fucking problem? Seriously, what is the goddamn problem? It's not opiates?
I think they've already tried to make it illegal in a few other places.
It's illegal in like three states right now. Four states. Indiana, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, and Connecticut, I think it's illegal too. So
damn.
Five states.
I have quite a bit of Kratom that I haven't been using.
Have you ever used it at all? Because I hear you say a lot of times that you
I've
have
some,
Kratom.
Yeah, okay. But I have so much that just kind of.
I have some
there.
Too. It lasts a pretty long time, as far as I understand.
Yeah, it does. I've got a big old tub that I haven't taken in 2 months because I've got my regular medications, but. Yeah. I still like the shit.
Yeah, it's pretty mellow. Sometimes I'll take it and I'll forget that I took it, and then later on I'm like, why do I feel all weird?
It's yeah, like, oh, it's yeah. nothing. It's not real dramatic or nothing. It doesn't. It's just. It's nice.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. How mellow it is.
Exactly. Mellow like Billy is tonight.
Yeah, yeah. What mellow. The fuck, dude? I can feel the lack of energy.
I'm sorry. I literally people am were back saying, from the dead.
People were like, Billy's depressed.
I'm not even depressed, guys. I just died. I fucking died. And now I'm here because I don't want to live anymore.
Oh, damn. Billy's don't say that hell. Shit.
Ben's computer is screwing around. Pimp's computer died.
What's wrong with my computer's fine.
Two guns, no ammo. Thank you for that big nifty 50.
Thank you.
We gotta try and hit this goal. Tomorrow we have another show, and you're getting us there. You're inching us there, so it's much appreciated. I'll try and get my energy up, but to be honest, I also might just sit back and fucking have a little bit of a ASMR session. Is that okay, Ben? Do a little ASMR.
Nah, now you just sound like you smoked too much or something.
I did.
All right. We're going to play this next news story. This is actually a few months old, but it's pretty amazing. I think Billy will like it especially.
Why me?
One of the best schools in the country is right here in Maryland. But now Winston Churchill High School in Montgomery County is dealing with a racist incident. Students were caught handing out passes that were printed out. They look like this.
Why is it a Wonka?
A bunch of white kids were handing out N-word golden tickets.
Don't they know those are non-transferable?
Supposedly giving them permission to use the N-word. Kevin Lewis from our sister.
Now, it did actually literally say N-word on it. Like it.
Yeah.
They didn't put the full word on. So.
WJLA spoke with one of the teens involved with this and the mothers of two involved students. They say they believe the school is overreacting
to
what they claim was
supposed
to be a joke.
It's a joke that went maybe a tiny bit too far at the most, but the school blew it out of proportion.
Maybe went a tiny bit too far. I don't think I was ever this fucking brazen as a kid. I was an asshole, but I don't think I ever would have done this.
Didn't you wear blackface to school?
I didn't wear blackface to school. I wore Juggalo face paint to school.
That was all black.
I wore Juggalo face paint to school.
Did you not get sent home from school?
Yeah, because my paint got smeared and the Australian exchange student said she'd fix it for me. And I thought she fixed it and she just put black all over my face.
So Billy the Fridge.
I didn't know it was there.
Was sent home.
I didn't know it was there.
From school for having black paint all over his face.
I didn't know that's fucking what she racist. Did.
I guess you didn't know about the video either that you constantly repeated the word.
Oh, damn.
That's not a real video.
Yeah, okay. Well,
that's not
I
a real
video.
That's
it.
A deep fake, dude. That's a deep fake.
Deep fake.
For me, my eyes, sophomore.
My eyes seen it, Billy.
That's right, a deep
Winston
fake.
Winston Churchill High School in Potomac. On Friday, two of his close friends printed around 15 copies of this meme from the internet and handed them out to students during lunch. The meme, modeled after a Willy Wonka golden ticket, says N-word pass. The idea being pass holders could use the racist term without repercussions.
It should have been like maybe one day suspension at the most, just like protocol for schools, but it ended up being a lot more than that.
Administrators have disciplined at least three students. In an email to parents, Churchill's principal said she was, quote, deeply disappointed and appalled by what she called a racist, hateful act.
So, like, if it's in the bylaws of the school, like it's in the handbook, you know, if you use this word, then this is your punishment, then you can't really argue with that.
Whether or not they use the
but
word.
But they didn't use the word.
Whether or not they use the word, they don't have the right to distribute the pass. These white kids don't
have
the...
Yeah, but that's the ridiculous part about it.
They can't give the pass.
That's the...
This is fraud. Committing fraud.
That's the laughable part about it.
They were committing fraud. I'm glad they got
And the fact
suspended.
That it was coming from Mr. Willy Wonka.
Wait a minute. How do you know they're committing fraud? Maybe they're, you know, what was it? Transracial?
I picture Gene Wilder handing out the N-word pass now.
I feel like Gene Wilder had one. Didn't he say it when he was with Richard Pryor in a couple movies?
Well, he was in Blazing. I don't think he said it in Blazing Saddles, though. He was on the sheriff's side. He was like his deputy.
Yeah.
But he's been in a lot of movies with Richard Pryor. Saddles, though.
Richard Pryor was the writer of Blazing Saddles, and then they did a couple movies together. I know they did See No Evil, Hear No Evil, where one of them was deaf and the other one was blind.
Yeah.
I think Richard Pryor was blind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's
and
a
Wilder
great movie.
Was deaf, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a funny movie.
Yeah, those two went pretty good together.
People called this racist conduct. Do you agree with that classification?
I do not agree.
Why is that?
It's racial
no
humor.
No one was trying to offend anyone. No one was saying the actual word.
It's childish.
Sophomore Philip Chilicom gave the incident a 7.5
well, they are
on
children.
The offensive scale.
Hold up,
you
shut
know,
up.
It's
really?
Something that I've been thinking about lately, and it's just been stuck in my mind.
7.5. That's pretty high.
Hold up. Is this real? He's got an offensive scale?
They probably asked him that or something. They're like, how offensive was this from, 0 to 10?
The only thing funnier to me is some weirdo little white kids doing this Wonka pass is them actually having an offensive scale that can be numerated. That is awesome.
I'm sure this guy here doesn't actually have the scale.
I don't know.
I think they were like, how offensive is this if you had to say like between, 1 to 10 or
I'd
whatever.
Give it a 7.5.
Yeah.
Which is a decent score.
That's a pretty high score. It's decent. I think that's a higher score. I mean, there's way more offensive shit people can do.
Yeah, like Billy's video.
No, this is offensive. This is offensive because it was completely unnecessary. And they did this just because they wanted to get a laugh out of the fucking use of the word.
And I kind of find it funny. I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe I'm the dick here, but it was kind of funny.
I wonder what Tim Allen saying that he should be able to use the N-word in comedy and then spouting it off.
He probably has a golden ticket.
No, he definitely has a golden ticket. I wonder if that's a 10.0 on the offensive scale. Is it, after 10.0, does it no longer become offensive and it just becomes like egregiously criminal? Is that the thing?
I guess so. Yeah. It steps out of just being offensive and it ends up becoming like harmful.
Because I can see 7.5 on the offensive scale being an okay thing to rate this. If after 10, it just becomes harmful and fucking like criminal.
I knew, you know what? I love it. I put Onision in the thumbnail and in the title, and like clockwork, Repsion shows up in the chat.
Mr. Hi, Repsion. Hello, turds. Hello, turds.
What's up, you little fucker?
Repsion, you got to come be on the show a whole episode sometime soon.
Yeah.
My calling.
Yeah, we'll be, we could play that game again where I show you pictures of people and you try to describe them without saying their name.
Oh, you're an asshole, Ben. I know.
That was fun, but we only did it once because it's easier to do when you have
someone live in the streets.
Yeah, rather than over Skype, that's a little more difficult. So.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, baby. Well, let's see what this kid has to say about the rating scale because we kind of cut him off.
It's kind of like, it's disappointing.
It is disappointing.
That was Kevin Lewis reporting. The high school has a PTSA meeting on the 19th of February, planning out to focus solely on training about race and tolerance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so the reason Onision is in the thumbnail and the title is we've been having a battle of the crazies. That's what I finally decided to call it. Last episode, we had two groups of two battling it out. And by the way, people will be able to vote. Shit, I need to put those links down below. I didn't get to do that. I'll do that soon. Fuck, I forgot to do that.
Do that.
I'll put them in right before they vote. But anyway, Onision is actually going to be in today's round of Battle of the Crazies, and you guys will find out later who he's taking on. And then I'll post the links for everybody to vote. And then it's basically tournament style. Like, it's basically the March Madness of crazy people. I should have just called it March Madness because they're all fucking crazy as hell.
Kind of like King of the Ring too, right? Like the
Yeah, kind of.
King of the Dings. That's what you should call.
Here's the next story. Linda McMahon to resign as Small Business Administration head.
Yeah, this is sad.
Why? I don't even know if we know the reasoning behind it.
We don't know the reasoning, and supposedly she's being offered a job on his campaign trail as like a fundraiser or whatever for his new campaign. So maybe she wants to be less involved in the White House and more involved with WrestleMania or her family or something. She's a businesswoman. She always has been. She could have had enough time in the White House, and she just wants to move past. A lot of people are speculating that she's done something fucked up or she no longer agrees with Trump.
I don't know. I'll wait till information comes out.
Yeah, we don't know. Everybody's like, nobody leaves the White House without having some fucked up situation. Obviously, Trump gave her this cush job on the campaign trail to keep her quiet. And it's like, we don't know that. She's longtime friends with Donald Trump. Maybe she's just done playing White House and wants to go back to playing fucking Vince McMahon's wife. Maybe she wants to go take another Stone Cold Stunner before bones break from being 87 years old.
Stone Cold's not giving stunners.
Maybe she'll take a Stone Cold Stunner from Kevin Steen.
Now that Linda McMahon, the administrator of the Small Business Administration, is expected to step down, no word on who her successor is expected to be at this point. Linda McMahon, of course, is a former professional wrestling executive married to Vince McMahon. She became close with the Trump campaign during that during the 2016 timeframe, a big political donor as well and a Senate candidate in her own right. Linda McMahon has been at the Small Business Administration since the beginning of the Trump administration. And as I said, no word yet on who is expected to be her successor, Kelly.
All right, Eamon, thanks.
And that's about it. That's all we really know right now, unless something came out within the last, like, 20 minutes.
The bitch is out.
Yeah, I was really surprised that he chose her, but I think it was just because they've been buddies and business partners.
Yeah, she's been one of the longest-standing appointments, right?
Yeah.
So many people have been revolving door.
Right. Right.
Well, that's kind of a position that nobody talks about, too. So.
Right. It's not like Secretary of State or anything like that. But, yeah. You know, it was a more cushy kind of position in the cabinet. And Trump has fallings out with a lot of people that have worked for him. But I didn't see that happening with Linda and Vince.
Yeah. So. Vince gave a lot of money to that fucking campaign, too. So.
Yeah. But Vince also gave a lot of money to her campaign when she tried to get her to be senator.
Yeah, true.
So, like, he's been spending that money. And I think a lot of the money you donate to campaigns like this is write-off, right?
Do you write-off contributions? I've never done it.
I think you can. I think you can. I'm not sure, but I do believe you can.
Yeah, I've never done that. I've never even looked into that. I'm not giving money to fucking politicians. They have enough already. They have more than me, that's for sure.
I don't know. I might give some money to Andrew Yang.
Give some money to The Rock.
He's not even, like, on the radar of the polling.
Well, not yet, but once everybody knows, he's going to give everybody $1,000 a month.
I think that makes him sound ridiculous and makes me want to vote for him less. Unless he can really easily explain how that's possible.
I mean, it's possible because he's going to do it and, like, raise spending tax to help pay for it. But even then, it's, what, a few billion dollars, a few trillion dollars a year added onto our debt. It's not that big of a deal to give everybody $1,000.
Pretty big deal. A lot of people in this country, bro.
Yeah, but wouldn't your life be better if you got $1,000 every month, Pimp Monk?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and think of how many other people in this country would have a better life.
Sure. Sure, if that happens. He won't even make it, like, he might even drop out before the actual voting happens.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. The conversation of universal basic income is real, and...
Someone in the chat said that they were getting, like, lag and dropped frames. I think...
I'm not.
I think that might only be you, because I'm watching the stream right now, and I don't see it happening, and I'm looking at, you know, XSplit, and it says zero drop frames since we've been streaming.
Yeah, I've been looking at it too. It's not dropping for me. Yeah. So.
Yep.
Motherfucker's wrong over here.
So, I guess Trump heard the governor of Puerto Rico say something about him. First, I want to play what the governor of Puerto Rico said about Trump, and then I'll play Trump's response.
Tensions are escalating between the governor of Puerto Rico and President Trump during a closed-door meeting with Republicans. President Trump complained about the amount of disaster relief going to the island in the wake of Hurricane Maria. And in this exclusive CNN interview, the governor of Puerto Rico is giving a clear warning to President Trump.
Does it feel that way sometimes? That you're dealing with a bully?
If the bully gets close, I'll punch the bully in the mouth.
Ooh, damn. Look at this little man. This little tough man.
A little angry Puerto Rican?
It's not really a good idea to threaten to punch the president. Well, I know he's trying to like use an analogy, but it does kind of sound like he would like saying like if Trump gets too close to me, I'll punch him.
Yeah, it's a euphemism, right? When you say you're going to punch a bully in the mouth, it means you're going to take care of business. You won't
just like that.
Just let just it like happen.
That. Wow. Yeah, it's like Acosta who hates Trump interviewing a governor that hates Trump. It's interesting.
You need to watch his mind. We're going to have a wall around Puerto Rico. You better watch out.
All right, so here's Trump responding to it, and I love it. It's classic Trump, saying a whole lot of shit without actually saying anything at all. It's great.
Puerto Rico has been taken care of better
in front of a helicopter
of by course. Donald Trump than by any living human being. And I think the people...
He just said Puerto Rico's been treated better by Donald J. Trump than any living human being. So one alive on the planet today has treated Puerto Rico better than Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, what did he say?
President Donald J. Trump.
He's a pretty nice guy to Puerto Rico, apparently.
I'm pretty sure that Puerto Rico had massive power outages for even up to a year.
It was definitely going on for months.
Right.
And he gave them paper towels.
Yeah, he showed up and threw paper towels into a crowd.
Yeah. Puerto Rico understand it, but you do have a mayor of San Juan that frankly doesn't know what she's doing.
It was more effort buying the hamburgers for the football team.
Hamburgers.
And the governor, they got to spend the money wisely. They don't know how to spend the money, and they're not spending it wisely. But I'm giving them more money than they've ever gotten, and frankly...
Well, it's not like you're just giving them fucking money to make them happy. You're putting money there because things got fucked up.
It was
because of a hurricane.
A huge crisis.
And
right?
Yeah. And he was too dumb to realize that Puerto Rico is America. It is.
I don't know. He couldn't actually speak to the president of Puerto Rico, right?
I'm sure he talks to himself a lot.
Damn.
The people of Puerto Rico, I really have a great relationship with.
So you did your job.
Not only do I love the people of Puerto Rico, but the president of Puerto Rico. Best president of all time.
Damn it.
In the history of the world.
Somebody just needs to tell Trump that it's okay for them to be mad at him and he can just continue being president. Like, they're pissed because they were put in a fucking terrible situation, didn't get the love that they expected. In that moment of crisis. And I think Trump just needs to understand that it's okay to be a shit fucking president sometimes. He doesn't need to sit here and talk shit and say,
"Oh, he knows.
I've done the best ever. Nobody's treated Puerto Rico as well as I have. We've spent more money on Puerto Rico than any other president. It wasn't enough."
And I think when it comes time, they really do appreciate it.
Man, that barking.
They appreciate it. Yeah, you know what? That's easier to listen to than the fucking squealing helicopter in the background.
Or. I know, he always does interviews like
that. Yeah, you know what? I didn't pay attention that much to Obama and the and his predecessors, so I don't know if this was normal, but I don't remember Obama always being interviewed in front of a fucking helicopter.
I remember Obama often talking to the press.
Like in directly. A room.
Yeah.
In a room, yeah. In a quiet room.
And I think Trump doesn't do that very often at all. He always has Huckabee Sanders out there. We saw him do that when Acosta came in with the Acosta chop.
Yeah, I mean, every president has their press secretary.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But, yeah. Obama seemed to normally be in a room with a podium that he would stand and talk to the press at. And I'm sure Trump does that, but the fucking... The helicopter thing is so annoying.
Yeah.
All right, here's Trump bashing the Green New Deal at a rally in Michigan, in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The Democrats are now advancing an extreme $100 trillion government takeover called the Green New Deal.
Green. I like it.
The Green. Fuck the earth.
But I'd rather not talk about it tonight because I don't want to talk them out of it too soon. Because I love campaigning against the Green New Deal. I want them to make that a big part of their platform. No more airplanes, no more cows.
It doesn't actually say that.
One car per family. One car. Oh, you're going to love that in Michigan. Hey, how do you like the idea of one car per family? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I mean, a lot of families in Michigan have no cars. And it sucks because Michigan isn't exactly known for its public transportation.
That's right. You know, I don't think one car per family in Michigan plays too well. Do you agree? Right? Not too well. God, it's got to be, so of course, smart. An electric car, even if only goes, what, 160 miles? What do you do? It's 160 miles, darling. Where do I get a charge?
There's actually maps of where all the electric vehicle filling stations are. And, I mean, they're all around, you know.
If we got rid of gas cars, we have a ton of gas station available where we could turn them into electric charging stations.
I mean, a lot of places have electric charging stations just as a courtesy. Like I've been to like a mall before and seen special parking spots just for electric cars, and there's chargers right there for people to charge their car while they're parked.
I think
there.
Walgreens tends to have charging stations in their parking lots. I've noticed them at a lot of gas stations. I've noticed them at the city hall in the town I used to live in had a whole line of charging stations at city hall. So it's all about the progressive movement of necessitating them. Right now there's just not a lot of electric cars on the road, so the fact that we
except
have
for here
options,
there's more big. Electric cars here than anywhere else I've ever lived.
Yeah,
there's Teslas everywhere. And those are the high-end electric cars.
Yeah, and we would
roses
have
are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet. Billy, are you?
I am sweet.
Mm.
Wow, Ben, if Ben can't see that I'm sweet, then that's on him and not on me.
He's Dayquil makes you bitter.
It doesn't make me bitter. It makes me better.
Bitter better.
Bitter better.
Yeah, and the higher end electric cars, they keep a charge way longer than, you know, the like a Chevy Volt or something like that.
I like the hybrid cars, like the Prius that I was driving. 50
sure.
miles per gallon. I think that's a good middle ground there.
Yeah, I mean, when gas first, like... You know, people my age remember when gas in the U.S. was like, at least in the Midwest where I lived, was under a dollar a gallon usually. Yeah. And I remember like just after 9/11, gas started to be like consistently over a dollar, sometimes two, and people would flip the fuck out when it was over two. And that's when we started to see like a lot more hybrid cars start being sold.
I remember paying 89¢ a gallon.
Gas. I remember, and I remember being a kid in the 80s and looking around and seeing like gas being like 65, 79 cents a gallon, something like that. So, yeah.
I think in Saudi Arabia, gas is like 15 cents a gallon.
Yeah, and Saudi Arabia has a pretty valuable currency. And that, like, Kuwait, man, they have one of the world's most valuable currencies. And they have a ton of oil, too, so their gas is probably cheap.
Denmark has very high oil prices, but the quality of living
Canada
there is
has higher gas prices than in the U.S.
And you have to buy it by the liter there. You can't buy it by the gallon.
I mean, you just have to do the math in your head, you know. It's like 3.7 liters in a gallon, I believe.
But you go to get it and you're like, oh, a dollar something? Cool. Then it's like.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of threw me off when I went to the UK with their money being worth. It was worth quite a bit more at the time when I went. And I would look at a price and be like, damn, that's cheap. And then I'd remember I was paying with pounds and it was actually way more. That shit's confusing. Someone said, what the fuck is a gallon? A gallon is almost four times the size of a liter.
Is it 3.68 liters?
Oh, let's see. How many liters in a gallon? I thought it was like 3 3/4.
128 ounces.
Take
your vitamins. Take your vitamins.
We learn things here. It's 3.78, so it's a little more than 3 3/4 of 3 3/4 liters in 1 gallon.
I knew it was around there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Darling, now we want to have a lot of cars per family. We want people to lead a great life, and we want people to make those cars, and we want all of these companies to keep coming to Michigan and all of the other great
companies keep coming to Michigan. Dude, doesn't you
know on the uprise?
Oh my god, no. No, Michigan has been on a steady...
Blind hatred for Michigan,
this is true,
is ridiculous.
As far as companies coming and creating jobs in Michigan, no.
Yeah.
They've been slowly leaving.
No, they're starting to come back because property was so low, people are reinvesting in Michigan. It's become worthwhile to reinvest.
It's not the way it used to be.
It's not the way it used to be, but it's on the upswing from the way from its ultimate low.
Cities like Flint were prosperous cities, and then General Motors moved out and laid everybody off.
Yeah.
And then there was a steady decline from that in like the early 80s to where Flint is now.
No, where Flint was about 10 years ago.
No, Flint is...
Well, Flint's probably trash, but they got their water, so everything's better.
They finally fixed the water in Flint.
They fixed the water.
Are you sure?
Yeah. They stopped giving them bottled water because the water's been fixed for so long. People in Flint don't trust the water, even though it's been testing clean for over a year now, I believe. And they stopped sending the water, but people want the bottled water because they don't trust the government. Nor should they, because it was years...
The government's the one that put the lead in their water. I don't know if someone can someone confirm this? Is Billy right, or is he talking out of his ass?
Young Bill Fridge is always right.
Is the Flint water fixed or is it not?
They fixed that water.
I don't think it is.
They fixed that water.
I don't think it's actually
fixed. Okay, people are saying no.
They fixed that water.
One person said you were correct.
One person is right. Young Bill Fridge. But
I can't fix the fan chat.
Usual. I love that comment.
Hold on. I can't fix the fucking fan chat when the thing doesn't work. If the service that makes it happen doesn't work, then I can't fix it. Sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, so Honest Red, I know he lives in Michigan, and he said they did not fix it. Yeah, they rerouted the water from a shitty river when it used to come from a big lake. And when they did that, it contaminated the water. And they kept saying it was safe forever. And told people to keep drinking it, and like kids were getting all kinds of weird like neurological damage from it.
Damn.
And it was done. And it was done so that Michigan's former governor, who was a piece of shit, could make money for his friends who wanted to like create the new water system.
Now what you gotta say, Billy?
Test conducted in 2017 over a 7-month period by Susan J. Masterson of the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Michigan State found lead levels that met the federal standard.
Yeah, this ended up coming out after that those things were falsified and that there was a cover up.
Falsified, Billy. Cover up.
Mr. N-word. I'm not froze.
The old pipes are not fully replaced. But yeah, testing in recent months showed that Flint's water meets federal standards.
So obviously, this is from a biased source. So, but on the other side, when Mike, Flint was Michael Moore's hometown. In Michael Moore's newest movie, he has people that did the testing, and in the movie they admitted that they falsified tests, that they were told to falsify tests. Billy?
Yeah, the tests were falsified in 2017, but currently it meets the federal standard. But the pipes haven't been changed. That's why people say it's not fixed yet, but the water is still meeting the federal standards currently. And they stopped sending bottled water because of it. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe we're all just, they just want to stop sending bottled water and the water is much dirtier and they're still falsifying the tests. But the water is testing.
The people,
I wouldn't want to drink this shit.
People still get sick from the water, and the water still comes from the contaminated source, as far as I understand. Like, some of it, at least.
Yeah, if it's still going through the same fucking pipes, something wrong with it.
Well, I mean, you could say that. I knew it was testing under a federal level, and that's what they're saying. 2017, if they lied about it, that was terrible.
It is a government shield. Look at him.
I mean, I would be a government shill if my government was giving me $1,000 a month like Andrew Yang plans. I want that Yang Gang bucks.
You know how easy it would be for him to have people like you vote him into office and then him just not give you the $1,000 a month and you would have voted. You can't take your vote back.
We can impeach.
Like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
No, oh, no, no. You cannot impeach someone for lying to get elected. Yeah, you can.
If I don't get my $1,000 a month,
if
then
I
we
promise,
impeach.
If Vermin Supreme got elected as president and didn't give everyone a pony, it wouldn't fucking affect him at all. If he didn't give one person a pony, it wouldn't matter, and he'd still be president for at least 4 years. So, Andrew Yang can... Dude, that's great. I hope he does get elected and not give anybody the $1,000.
Wow, Ben, you're real bitter.
That's not bitter.
That's bitter.
It's true.
Andrew Yang just wants to give everybody $1,000, and you don't want to see that happen.
He wants to become president, and he'll let gullible fucks like you vote for him, and then there's no requirement to deliver on your election promises. None. You could literally promise a moon colony.
I'd rather have the $1,000. Build the wallet. Build the wallet. Build the wallet.
The eyes to the right, 286. The nose to the left, 344.
So it just keeps failing. Obviously, I'm not an expert of how this political system works. It looks like a meeting at Hogwarts between all the teachers there to me. But I do like all the heckling and shit. That's great. That's way more entertaining than our shit when our government sits there. Way better. But so is this just not going to work? How many times do they have to vote on it to just be like, fuck it, this isn't going to work. We can't do it.
Was there any way they can they just push it through without it working? Like, can they just leave and then they're fucked with nothing?
There has to be some sort of separation because they're tied to them in so many ways and they'd have to establish new borders. I mean, that's part of the whole reason why people voted for it is because they didn't want people from other parts of Europe to be able to freely travel into their country and move and work there. You know, there was a huge influx to the more wealthy countries from the poorer countries in the EU when a lot of these countries first got admitted into the EU. So that's why, the people who tend to be a little more xenophobic were in full support of Brexit.
The eyes to the right, 286. The nose to the left, 344. So the nose have it. The nose have it. Unlock.
Unlock. The nose have it.
End of recording.
End of recording.
End of recording. Yeah, I thought I'd make a video. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Point of order. The Prime Minister.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I think it should be a matter of profound regret to every member of this House.
It's just weird that, like, 5 years ago, the Scots tried to fucking leave the UK, and the English didn't necessarily want Scotland to leave, but a lot, and then, you know, I think mostly the younger people in Scotland wanted to leave. And then, like, you know, 4 years later, the UK is trying to leave Europe. I don't know. Maybe they should. Is Scotland okay with being part of Europe, like the EU? If so, shouldn't they have just let Scotland leave? It's pretty weird.
Let Scotland go.
That once again, we have been unable to support leaving the European Union in an orderly fashion.
Yeah, I know Scotland voted to remain, but I'm pretty sure it was a generational thing right there, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure in Scotland they would want to stay in the EU.
The implications of the House's decision are grave. The legal default now is that the United Kingdom is due to leave the European Union on the 12th of April, in just 14 days' time. That is not enough time to agree, legislate for, and ratify a deal, and yet the House has been clear it will not permit leaving without a deal. And so we will have to agree an alternative way forward. The European Union has been clear that any further extension will need to have a clear purpose and will need to be agreed unanimously by the heads of the other 27 member states ahead of the 12th of April. It is almost certain to involve the United Kingdom being required to hold European parliamentary elections. On Monday...
Is this the lady that has, like, the mandrakes in the pots?
I think this is the lady that keeps making all the different Harry Potter characters, like, sexual deviants after the book's already been written.
J.K. Rowling?
Yeah. She's like, if you want to be Lord Voldemort without a nose, he's got his nose removed so he doesn't have to sniff the buttholes when he eats them.
It's kind of like how George Lucas made Indiana Jones really bad and was basically like, well, I created it. I can make it shit if I want. Yeah, that's kind of what happened with the J.K. Rowling thing.
Really?
I mean, kind of.
Did they make Indiana Jones bad?
No.
Shia LaBeouf?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
King of the Crystal Skull?
They nuked a fridge. He survived by nuclear blast by sitting in a fridge. That
you're
was fucking epic.
You're killing all your credibility
that was
right
epic.
Now. You are. So killing
if I
all
go
your...
up, in, if I go up in you, Billy, I can survive.
Did they have space Nazis in that one? That was epic. No, I don't remember watching that fucking filth. I don't remember watching any of the Indiana Jones movies.
I
love that Mundane Matt's favorite movie was Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, but his favorite Indiana Jones movie was Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
The Last Crusade.
That was the most pretentious, dumb thing I ever fucking heard, and I talk a lot and say pretentious, stupid things a lot myself.
Oh, yeah, I'm a witness to that.
Yeah. I also haven't read Harry Potter books either, so I don't know. Maybe Voldemort was.
I haven't read the books. I've just seen the movies.
I think I saw one or two of the movies. I don't.
That's so hard to believe with all the movies you watch now. Those were super popular.
Yeah, my friend talked me into going to see one, and then he fell asleep during it, and I was pretty pissed because I didn't want to be there.
Why do you care if he fell asleep during it?
Because I didn't want to be there. It was his idea.
You could have been like, no, I don't want to go.
No, I can't. You can't do that to a friend. What type of friend tells somebody no when they want to go see a movie? Not a sweet boy. Ben's like, you could have told him not to go. That's so selfish and unsweet, Benjamin.
He fell asleep.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that when I said yes.
Should have pissed on him.
I don't pee on people while they're asleep. I make sure they can see every moment of it.
I do.
Fucking Article 13.
I pissed on you in Anaheim last year.
I would hate to fucking live in the UK right now, like with all the Brexit and Article 13 shit up in the air.
We have the wall and all the other. I mean, like, so, like, you know, they're an island, so they don't have to do the build a wall thing, but they're trying to build like a figurative wall in a way to keep the immigrant, like the people from other countries, out.
Worst thing that happens to us if that wall gets built is that we have to, what, pay for it? Because, like, it's not going to stop that much. There's still going to be people coming in illegally. They're going to find a way in. They always will. The one thing that's going to keep people from coming here illegally is our country having a further divide in wealth, because the money won't be here for people to come get and send home to their home country. While places like Mexico and South America start to grow and do better, people will just start staying there rather than deal with all the shit it takes to come illegally into America. And I think we're seeing a lot of that happening with, like, the NAFTA that Trump's sending a lot of jobs down to Mexico?
NAFTA's started back.
But recently, he just struck a deal to send a bunch of jobs down there.
There was a new kind of like NAFTA trade agreement, but I don't know the details of it. So I didn't really say much about it when it happened, because I don't know if it's any better or worse than the NAFTA we already had. The NAFTA thing started when Clinton was president, and it was always bad. So I don't know how it could really get that much worse. I'd have to look at it, and I'm no expert in like international trade. So, yeah.
I just know that Trump's sending jobs to Mexico. Because why make them come here? Why make them come here? Just give them the jobs down there. It's super smart, next level thinking.
Smart.
They can't take our jobs if we just give them to them, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they can accept them.
By the way, Hagrid liked to fuck bears.
He was a furry.
Hagrid was a furry. He loved to roughshod dragon anuses. Thank you, J.K. Rowling. What you're destroying with Brexit, you're fixing with all the perversions of Hogwarts.
Some hogs.
Everyone's like, Repsion in the chat. Yeah, Repsion in the chat, guys. Hey, guys, if you're watching right now, it would be really nice if you'd like the stream. And then if you went to our Twitter and retweeted our announcement of this stream, that would be great too, to bring more people in here, because we're going to do the Battle of the Crazies soon. And I'll tell you what, Billy will not be able to defend Onision.
We'll see.
In this video.
Billy doesn't have to defend Onision in any video.
I know, but you normally do.
Because normally, he's being wronged.
You're an Onisionite.
Normally, it's these bullies picking on little Onision.
Oh, my God.
Poor little Onision.
Yeah, like that mean old Eugenia Cooney, right? She was so mean to Onision. Oh, no,
girl.
No, wait.
She's a sweet girl.
It was the other way around, wasn't it?
That's my buddy Eugenia Cooney. She's a sweet girl.
Right. So, like, Onision, he was nice to her, right?
No.
So, can you defend the videos that Onision made about Eugenia Cooney?
He thought that he was doing a good thing.
No, he didn't! How the fuck can you believe that?
How
the fuck can you believe that? He thought he was doing the right thing.
When I talked to him about it, he pled his case. I was like, okay, I can't fault you for that. I don't agree with it.
Does he use, like, your own like method of arguing on you,
what
and
method?
It works, and you're like, man, this is what I would say if someone asked me this.
No, I didn't.
He must be telling the truth.
I didn't agree with him, but it's like he had his point. I'm like, well, I can't really argue your point. You know, I don't agree with it, but it is what it is.
Yeah, not in the right. No, but I'll tell you what, we're gonna come back. with the Battle of the Crazies segment, we do have a quick word from one of our sponsors. We're going to play...
We'll read some Super Chats, too.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that when we come back. But yeah, there's this awesome new podcast app, and I downloaded it, and I'll play the ad, but I just want to, like, I want to give him a personal endorsement of this. I downloaded it, and it's actually a podcast app that pays you to use it and listen to podcasts. And I went on it, and I found our show on there, and it actually does work. It gives you points that can turn into actual things, like, that you can buy with them. So you should check that out. Here's the ad.
Did you know that you can actually get paid just for listening to this podcast? Might sound insane, but it's true. And you can do it with the new free app called PodCoin. It literally pays you to listen to podcasts like the Drunken Peasants. Here's how it works. Listen to podcasts and earn PodCoin while you listen. Then turn that PodCoin in for gift cards at places like Amazon or Starbucks. Or, if you're a good person, you can even donate the PodCoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. Download PodCoin app right now on iPhone or Android and use our code PEASANTS, that's PEASANTS, and you'll receive 300 PodCoin just for signing up. And if you listen to enough of us on there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or an Amazon gift card on us. So listen to the podcast, or virtually any podcast on PodCoin, and sign up with the code PEASANTS, PEASANTS, to start earning today. It'll change the way you listen to podcasts.
All right, we're back. People are like, get Repsion on. I don't recall Repsion saying he wanted to come on. He's always welcome to come on if he wants, but he didn't say that. I think he's just viewing right now, guys.
He doesn't want to have to put pants on, I heard.
I mean, he doesn't have to be on camera, right?
He loves just sitting around without pants on. That might not be true.
Yeah, and if you download that app, by the way, guys, don't forget to use our code when you sign up. There's code PEASANTS.
Code PEASANTS, PEASANTS. Yes. Do it.
Billy's really good at reading ads. He's a natural. That's why I think you could be a keto spokesperson, literally, for like a company that sells keto food. Because not only did you do keto and lost a ton of weight, but you can also read an ad very well.
Why eat sugar when you could eat bacon?
Yep. Yeah, like that.
Have a couple of fried eggs and some butter instead of a piece of donut toast, loser.
Yeah, man. Yeah, one thing that's really common in bars in Columbus is donut burgers.
Yes.
Like, you'll get, like, even up to, like, a double patty burger on a glazed donut.
Double patty
and,
burger.
And Pitmonk ate that stupid huge burger in Columbus.
But it didn't have a donut on
yeah,
it.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a donut burger, but it was, like, fucking...
huge.
I think it was like 4 pounds of beef or something, like four pounds before it was cooked.
I was watching the Today Show from a hotel room the other day, and they had like a opening day ballpark like foods. So they had all these like hot dogs you can get.
Dude, yeah, it's crazy at like Wrigley Field where the Cubs play. They got all kinds of, because like Chicago hot dogs are all super busy. Yeah. With all kinds of shit all over it. Like, New York hot dogs are usually, like, more simple. It's the same with the fucking pizza. I wonder why. Chicago shit is, like, really over the top. Where, like, you know, Chicago deep dish pizza is all super thick and shit. New York pizza is, like, really simple and flat. And you fold it up and eat it.
It's probably because people who came to Chicago from New York had more money to spend when they first came over. Because it was cheaper than, like, the big city. So they wanted to give them, like, this extra... reason to spend money, bigger, thicker, better, you know?
Mm.
I imagine that's what it was. Or it was all because Al Capone was a fat ass and wanted big, thick fucking burgers and big, thick fucking pizzas.
Was he a fat ass?
I mean...
I saw his jail cell in Alcatraz. Like, if you take the Alcatraz tour, yeah, that was a long time ago, but it was pretty cool. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's like a 2 years ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Pretty cool. That's a great tour if anybody wants to take it. The tour of that prison is pretty awesome.
One of the opening day hot dogs I saw was a churro. instead of a hot dog with like ice cream bun? On top of it. No, the churro was the hot dog inside of
it
a donut.
It looks like a hot dog, but
inside
it's not
of
really.
A donut bun with ice cream on it and some chocolate sauce. It was like it was shaped like a hot dog, but it was a fucking donut churro ice cream sauced up amalgamation of sweets.
And you could never eat that motherfucker.
Like I could have
in the past.
In the past,
yes,
but not now.
I mean, you know, someday.
Nope. Sugar killed me, man.
What about when you're like, what? Let's say you know, let's say you're like super old, like way older than you thought you'd ever live to be.
Like,
you
don't think I planned on dying of a heroin overdose when I was 27, going to the 27 club, but then somehow I lived to be 67.
No, I think that's delusions
and I'm
of
like,
grandeur.
Fuck it, let's do heroin again. Let's do heroin again, right?
Yeah,
because that's really what it is. It all comes down to me doing heroin again. Ice cream and donuts.
You don't
and
do
shit.
Heroin.
That's what ice cream is to me. That's what donuts and all that shit is to me. That's what sugar is to me. It's heroin.
You it's quit. You thing. Quit sugar way easier than you could have quit heroin. If you,
you
had
think?
A yes.
You think?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't think so.
You had like the shakes, like someone who has like a heroin habit.
I had a lot of milkshakes.
Okay, fuck you. Fuck you. You know what I mean. Let's see.
I had the shakes. I literally shit fucking water for weeks after I quit sugar.
Okay. I'm not denying that sugar isn't an addictive and you had some kind of withdrawal, but it's not like heroin withdrawal. Like, yeah. I mean, you would have been like physically ill. I'm pretty sure when you stopped doing the sugar and carbs, I mean, like there might've been a little bit of like blowback from it, but I bet you didn't feel like physically ill like people who quit.
I did feel physically ill. That's the keto flu. It happens when you remove the sugar and you just eat meat and stuff.
The keto flu. I have a hard time believing it's as bad as quitting heroin.
It's the same thing as heroin. Maybe it's not.
It's not the same thing.
Maybe it's not the same level of discomfort, but it's the same thing. And to make it worse is fat people have big billboards of sugar put everywhere in the fucking world, on TV, commercials everywhere. It's a constant reminder of my fucking addiction is always being displayed in front of me. Heroin, you don't have that. You might see a spoon
okay,
every now and then.
Okay, so, I'm not talking about what you see around you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the physical dependency to an opioid, which is like, you start to lose all of your functionality when you're used to doing it for so long.
And when you're physically dependent on sugar, you start to lose your functionality because you're too fat to function.
Okay.
You're 600 pounds. Oh shit. It's not funny.
Yeah. Oh shit. Pimp Monk, you're not going to be able to see us for like a second here cuz I have to post these links.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So, I'm going to post the links in the description in just a second here.
I missed the watermark, by the way.
You miss Mark?
Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
You watermarked.
I did not hit her.
Water-headed marks. But I'm not saying that sugar and heroin are the same level of addiction, discomfort, or whatever it is. I'm saying
withdrawal. Like
withdrawal. I'm saying
yeah.
It's literally my heroin. It's what I
it was your addiction
to.
Yeah, it's yeah. It's simple to, yeah
and,
yeah.
And I'm when I'm saying why would I just start doing heroin again at 70 when I kicked it at a reasonable age and allowed me to live longer, and when Ben's like, what, it's not the same.
Well,
I'm like, it is for me though.
The thing of it is like you could eat like one dessert
Yeah, but what? Like, and then you could do one heroin and be fine too, right?
I don't know.
You could do one heroin. People use fucking Oxycontin and opiates all the time, right?
Well, you can, I mean, you can use doing Oxycontin and doing like shooting heroin like up into your veins or something, or
and you could do one different. Vein heroin. If you could just do it once, you'll be fine, right? My problem was I couldn't just do sugar once. I never did do it once. Well, I know.
I mean, you'll live.
You'll be fine. It's not. You could do one heroin and be just fine.
Everyone, please refresh the stream. Look down below, and you soon you'll see the two links so you can vote in the poll.
I don't know if you can inject sugar.
That'd make your blood sugar very high.
You probably die.
I think they do that with diabetics sometime, right?
They inject
not
sugar?
Pure sugar. Not pure sugar, but like a sugar water or something like that.
Was insulin?
Insulin.
Is that sugar water?
I don't think it's sugar water, but it is like sugar. People are already voting. Here... So, we're starting off with round one. Here is our first contestant in round one.
For the longest time, I wanted to do a post on how to approach girls that are ordering a drink at the bar. And the reason I couldn't do that is because through words, it's hard to explain. So what I did is I went to the toy store and I bought some dolls. And through these dolls, and with the camera, I want to show you a couple things that I do that increase the chance that when I try to start a conversation, the girl is going to be open to me. Before I get started in that, there's one kind of rule I wanted to tell you, is that the most open a girl will be at the bar is when she just ordered a drink, when her glass is full of liquid. Psychologically, you don't want to move a lot when you have a full drink. Girls don't order a drink and then run directly to the dance floor. They don't order a drink and try to navigate through a crowded bar. When you get that full drink, and this may be true of you as well, you kind of want to stay in that place for a couple minutes.
I'm just trying to examine what I see here on the table. I see glasses, I see pocket change, I see dental floss, I see a cell phone, and then, you know, like a computer and everything.
Is that gray thing dental floss?
Yes.
The silver thing? Okay.
Yes, that's like a little packet. You know what? And like, there are times where like I'll eat some food and it'll get stuck in my teeth and I can't get it out and I wish I had dental floss, so I can't. I mean, like having good hygiene, I guess there's no problem with
that. I love
that.
How this is like predator education. Like, yeah, she has a full drink.
Just wait. Just wait.
Oh my
and
gosh.
He uses like dolls that he bought at a toy store to like create a diagram.
Or go a few steps away, have a few sips, and then once that level comes down, then you move into action and do what you want to do. So when you're at the bar and a girl is ordering a drink, don't try to talk to her when she's fighting for the bartender's attention. Okay, she's not going to be completely open to you when her mind is on this goal of getting a drink. So always wait until she is done.
Yes.
Wait until the transaction.
Wait in the shadows. It's almost like you could say you're stalking her.
Complete once she has received her drink and also once she has paid for it. I approach girls, especially if I'm standing right next to them, as soon as she puts the credit card or the change she has gotten.
You're the reason women don't go to bars alone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Into her wallet. So as soon as I see that going into the wallet, then I approach. She does that final step of closing it or putting it in her purse. And then the approach has started.
Listen to how, like, he's fucking watching her every move.
Yeah.
Like lurking in the fucking shadows.
So what I'm going to do now is turn off the camera and move it here so I can show you a couple scenarios with my dolls.
Oh, God. That sounds terrible. That sounds fucking terrible. These dolls get too much use. You know they do.
All right, so let me introduce the dolls for you.
They're Angry Birds and some eagle
and
man.
Birdman, Muscle Man?
I looked for a Chewbacca figurine, but I couldn't find it, so the Eagle Man will have to do. These are regular girls who are at the bar or club. By looking at the expression on this one, you can tell that this is the cock blocker. This is the hipster chick who wears those annoying elderly glasses that she thinks makes her look interesting, but actually make her look like a total idiot.
Yeah, because playing with Angry Birds and acting like they're women, that's
he's so revealing.
Douche V is not a sweet boy.
No.
And these two are the cute girls who you want to have sex with. So we're going to start.
I like how he sat there and looked at these Angry Birds and were like, which one of these do I want to have sex with?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Which of these cartoon birds is the most hot?
Toucan Samantha is in the bag, the little blue thing. She's obviously trying to stick. She got fruit beak.
Now, again, these are situations that happen directly at the bar, not in the dance floor or in the space away from it. So we're going to start with the easiest scenario, which is two girls who are at the bar trying to get a drink.
He made this bar.
Now, all you got to do, it doesn't get easier than this. Just stand next to the girl that you want to talk to. Wait until she gets her drink. Then tap her on the shoulder with your hand three times after the transaction is complete. And then deliver your open line.
Just pecked her ass.
Deliver your tap her on the shoulder three. Why three?
Because the best things happen in threes.
That's all. That's all that you have to do. If you find yourself on the wrong side, you want this girl, but in between is the cock blocker. Do not open her. Do not open her. Because there's two things.
So
she's going to think that you like her, and the friend is going to be reluctant after that to give you any attention for fear that she's stealing the guy that her friend wants. So the best thing to do in that case is to kind of pretend you're...
Dude's got some hairy ass fucking hands and knuckles.
Looking around for something.
Just rape his hands.
You're a lost person. Man, where...
They look like chimp hands, practically.
Am I... Oh, look, I guess I'm going to stand here now.
I love how he's just Mr. Beaning around with the fucking little toy. Like, oh, where do I go? Ho-hum. Oh, here's pretty girl now. Don't want to be my cock blocker. Oh, excuse me. I just ran into you. Excuse me while I tap you three times on the shoulder and then give you my best opening line.
So once again, the transaction, she gets a drink, then you want to approach her.
You have a tapping chick show.
Now, that was the easiest case. Let's make it a little bit harder. Let's make it that the bar is completely packed. That there's people everywhere. Now, what I find that in bars that are packed, I mean, if it's really packed, what you have is multiple levels, like two or three deep. I mean, if you're in a bar that's that packed, you have to find somewhere else. You really don't want a bar that is more than one level deep. So let's say you still like this same girl here, but now you can't do the same move as last time. You can't just be like, bitch, move out of the way. That's not allowed. You'll probably get kicked out of the bar.
So what you're going to do instead, now this is...
Stalking chicks will get you kicked out, too.
It almost sounds like...
Though, right?
It almost sounds like he was speaking from experience there.
Yeah. He definitely is. I know a ton of total fucking losers. Guys like... I heard JF retweets this guy. But I know a lot of other, like... But back when I was in my battle cam days, there were these guys that the billionaire would buy prostitutes for. And they started following Rushby and all his techniques. And they would come up and they would go to the club and do all these little fucking acts of basically war, right? You're like espionage and battling to get into a woman's pants. And they'd come back on battle cam and get on the stream like, I went to the club tonight and I kissed four girls. And I got three phone numbers, and one girl's a date's lined up. And they would be so proud of themselves because they were doing the numbers game.
Oh, and by the way, guys, I realized I forgot to read the Streamlabs. I'll just read them all at the end of this segment, at the end of the battle here.
This actually took me a long time to figure out, but it's so easy, it's stupid. All you have to do is just stand right behind the girl that you want. As soon as she gets her drink, what she's going to do is turn around and see your beautiful face, and then you just open her. It's that easy.
That sounds okay. So weird. I know what you mean. I know what he means. It's like some kind of term he's using.
Opening line. Open. Yeah, you open somebody, you open.
Yeah, yeah, open up the conversation.
Yeah. Everything is so tactical here because
vagina meat. Open up her vagina meat, guys.
He uses tactical conversation because most of these guys that he's talking to need to have that tistic guidance.
Make her open.
That tism
her,
guidance.
Her meat.
Open the vagina meat.
Virginia meat.
You can't treat her like a human being because this is not a human
being.
If
you YouTube search Roosh V vagina meat, it takes you directly to that video.
Yeah.
I think it's because it says vagina meat in the comments so many times.
Okay, so they're all getting a drink. Then they're like, okay, we got our drink. I guess we'll go. Bam, you're right there. You're right there.
Yeah, so he's saying, like, basically, touch
her.
Like touch your dick to her butt while she's facing the bar. And then when she turns around, you're right there.
Yeah.
And she can't sidestep you because she's flanked by her fat, ugly friends.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay, that's all that you have to do. So what I'm doing, many times I am in the club and I can't really find a good spot. Maybe, you know, sometimes when the bar is extremely crowded, you can't just post up because then people are constantly going to be asking you to move. They want to get a drink and that kills you. That kills the vibe. So what I do instead is kind of hide, actually. I find a spot, maybe a wall. And I hide
in a
there.
Bush, and I walk around the club with the bush surrounding me.
Do you
me.
Hear this?
Or I stand in a place where people don't really see me. And then when I see an opportunity of a girl that I want to talk to at the bar, I emerge from my hiding spot, stand behind her. And then as soon as she gets that drink and turn around, she's going to see me, and I'm going to try to start a conversation
with her.
Where
did you come from? All I saw was that bush back there.
One more thing I wanted to mention, if there's only two girls and you're waiting for that transaction to complete, you may get a little anxious. You want to do the approach, you want to get it out, but you have to wait. You should wait. And during the time that you wait, other cock blockers may try to squeeze in. They may try to squeeze in. Don't let them. Don't let them get in between. Because if someone gets in between here, your approach is done. So what you're going to do is as soon as someone tries to come in, say, move, but move in the opposite way. Okay. You kind of want to guard her until you're able to do the approach. All right. So that's the two easiest, the two most common ways you'll find is just you can stand directly next to the girl. In Poland, I killed doing this. I would stand
in Poland. I killed doing this.
Yeah, the Nazis killed in Poland too.
I mean, to be fair to Roosh V, this is the club. A lot of girls are going there to meet guys like him. They don't want anything long term.
They just want to some horny angry birds.
They just want to get over a bad work week and have some guy get over them for a minute. So maybe he finds the right ones half the time. But then there's all the girls there that go watch romantic comedies every week and are looking for the sweet boy in their life, and they get this fucking predator. It's not a perfect fucking game.
In a spot, sometimes with my back to the bar, trying to act all cool, or sometimes just facing the bar. And the bars there were perfect for doing this, especially at the clubs. I would just stand there and just all night, just waiting for girls to come next to me. I wouldn't even move. I wouldn't have to dance. Just all night long, every 15 minutes, there's an opportunity for me to approach. Okay. There isn't a good spot at the bar to just wait. Maybe it's crowded, or the bar is very narrow, or you have circular bars where there isn't a good spot.
Isn't Roosh V a pitiful bird?
All the talent is spread out. Yeah, circular bars, I absolutely hate. Okay, because of course the hot girls are never going to come to where you are. So you're in one part of the circle, and your dream girl happens to be at the other end. So you end up all night literally walking in circles, trying to figure out the best spot.
Okay, so
all night walking all right. in circles.
So there's Roosh V,
which is really fucking crazy. This guy's using toys and
yes, Angry Birds that he bought like at a dollar store.
Put together a tactical war board. This is a war zone here. He's creating a reenactment board for strategically cornering women in clubs by hiding in a bush and surprising them. While their fat friends are flanking them. It's fucking weird and crazy.
One other thing I wanted to mention, because really that's it. That's all it takes to approach a girl who's ordering a drink at the bar, is to look for choke points. And what is a choke point? A choke point is, a bar is not going to be completely open all the time. There's sometimes going to be a table, a wall, a group of people. So let's pretend this is a choke point, okay? And when the crowd wants to go through, there's a squeeze, okay? There's a squeeze point, kind of, and then the girls have to go double file in an orderly fashion, and the cock blocker, she's the one who is first because she's leading everyone because she's a cock blocker. Okay, so in that case, there's a couple good spots. If the bar is free, a good spot would be, say, there, right? Because once these two are walking, this girl that's cute, now she's within arm's reach. That's what you want. You want to be within arm's reach of a lot of opportunities that could happen. So when she's there, tap, 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 you can approach her. If you stand here away from a choke point, that girl can walk by you outside of arm's reach. So for you to approach that, now you have to do this whole running after her thing, which kind of sucks. So you always want to look for a choke point, okay?
A lot of girls are into choke points.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I can tell you. The bottom line, really, all that you have to keep in mind is...
He's been creepy, but the dolls add an extra level of fucking crazy.
Yeah, okay, we got to move on to the next one. If you want to vote for Roosh V, you can, but you should probably wait until you see his opponent. And then I'll bring up the poll on the screen. Here it is already. We already have 10 votes for Roosh.
And 5 for the Beast.
Yeah, so here's the Beast.
Work hard, play hard. That's what my dad says.
It sucks that anyway, Beast won't ever procreate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of, my show. The third part of
my show,
Swagfags vs. Gangsters, may be coming up soon. That's if we can think of another fucking topic for it.
The poor boy's drive
topics. I said
topics.
I was going to do the generation, wasn't I? Yeah, actually I was.
He's like George Wendt.
From Cheers, Norm. Daily Motion, talking about...
And by the way, a certain fucking retard on the internet, used videos of me and others laughing at this particular individual here, claiming that he's a child. He's at least 23, 24 years old in this video. He's not a little kid.
Even if he was a child.
He just looks young for his
age.
I'll
laugh at him. I'll laugh at this kid because he's fat.
More fat stuff.
Kids are funny.
And more about the relationship thing in it. Yeah, all that stuff. So we're going to talk about what is really, really pissing me off about these
What's
women
pissing you
nowadays.
Off, Beast?
Like, this is pissing me off, and I hope they change for the better when I'm done with this video. Look. Now, I'm sick and tired of these ladies. I mean, girls, these ladies, these teens and young adults and all that stuff.
Well,
I'm tired of these women going out with the bad one when they really don't need one. Tired of it. Yes, I might be saying the same old shit that I said in my videos beforehand.
Yeah, at least he's aware.
100% of the time, though, if I'm a woman, I'm fucking Rouge V over the Beast. 100% of the time. If I'm just trying to get fucking dick on a stick, it's young Rouge V. I'm taking that Rouge douche before I'm taking fucking the Beast yeast. 100% of the time.
But, look, this is the truth. This is a lie. I'm getting tired of the bad boys getting all the win.
Well, that's because they strategize. They use Angry Birds, Beast.
Sick and fucking tired.
Get some Angry Bird toys.
And there's no doubt. Women, ladies, listen to me. Listen to me and listen to me good. After I'm done with this video, you need to change for the better.
Oh, let them know, Beast.
So, you say a guy who doesn't abuse you or anything is a boring guy. Well,
a guy who doesn't abuse you is a boring guy. Nephew Fester, you got the game fucked up.
Let me tell you this. It doesn't matter how boring the guy is, as long as he has a good personality.
Nah.
See, here's the thing. He's not totally wrong, but the problem with him is that he doesn't have a good personality.
No, good personality isn't worth shit.
Guys
need to have compound benefits. You can't just have one thing and think that's going to get you through life. You gotta smell good. You gotta fucking feel good.
The thing he's saying though about like looks not being everything.
Looks aren't everything.
Right. So he's trying to make that point, but he doesn't have a good personality.
He doesn't.
Him being like, girls don't like handsome guys like me. I have a good personality. No, you don't. You don't have a good personality.
He looks like he dresses himself at a Korean mini-mart.
I don't even care about that. He used to be emo in his earlier videos.
That's
before
cute.
This. He had like the moppy emo hair.
Does he have a fucking lolly anime duct taped on his
wall? I have no
electrical
idea.
On
and by
wall?
The way, every fucking time either we play a video of the Beast or something about him is posted somewhere, there's always at least one person that's like, oh, didn't he go to jail for having CP? People never, they always remember that part of it, but then they don't do enough research to figure out that all the charges were dropped.
Because nobody ever does research. Nobody cares to do the research.
No. They do enough research to find out the worst thing about the person.
Yeah.
People are fucking obsessed with pedo shit.
That goes all the way with everybody, though. It's just, that's how it is. Your biggest stink moment is always going to smell brighter than your sweetest scents, you know? You have one good smell, doesn't matter, because the shit stinks. Even if it wasn't your shit, you just stepped in someone else's shit.
Look. The guys that are nice, that are good, they may be boring. They may be unexciting.
It sounds like you're projecting. Maybe you were told you were boring and unexciting.
I mean,
but they sure can look after you. They sure can. Because they know their shit.
They know their shit.
Yeah.
If you want somebody to look after you, then go find yourself a fucking boring weirdo. Cool.
It might be boring to live with me and my mom, but, you know, you'll have two people to look after you.
The truth is, there probably are a ton of fucking girls out there that would love to live with the Beast and his mom, but those aren't girls the Beast is interested in. Beast don't want them broads. He wants the broads that are out of his fucking league. He's over here trying to Babe Ruth hit when he's actually Baby Ruth, a sloth in the Goonies. You're not there, dude. You're not the one.
Now, here's the thing. Ladies, does size really matter? No.
Here's the thing. We've watched this video before, but by the way, with the Battle of the Crazies, I try to find my favorite selection of each crazy person's video. And the last one was my favorite Rouge V one. So he's going to keep saying size doesn't matter. I can't tell if he means, oh, well, if someone's fat, that doesn't matter, or if he means, like, dick size doesn't matter.
Dick size, if they're short. Everything matters to somebody. You know, you have your preference.
Exactly. I'm a big guy.
Okay, he does mean big.
Well, you know, big or fat or whatever you want to fucking say. I'm fat, I'm fat and I'm ugly.
But
you are.
You know what? I really don't care.
That's part
you
of the do. Problem.
You know talk what? About it too much. You shouldn't care what a guy looks like. Stop oh, going bullshit. For looks.
Hold on, though. He cares about what girls look like. He's made videos about how he wants yep. the attractive girls.
Yeah.
He has.
This is him. It's funny. He lectures women to have lower standards, especially when it comes to looks.
Because it benefits him if they lower their standards. He's a fucking selfish
but he
little
shit.
Lower
sounds
his.
Like a fat chick. Because that's the way fat I chicks are. They're her. Handsome dudes, but they don't want to date fat guys. Which you shouldn't, a fat guy shouldn't date a fat chick because they can't fuck. All they do is mouth bellies, rub belly buttons. It doesn't fit.
Feels good, man.
That's the reason I've always went with skinny chicks, because I can't fuck a fat bitch, because I'm fat.
When fat people have sex together, it's like a pillow fight.
Yeah, it's not. It's just the battle of the belly button. It's fucking horrible.
My favorite thing to do is put a frozen Hot Pocket in between our stomachs and let it heat up by the end.
Oh, my God.
My favorite opinions, thing to do.
But this preference and this opinion sucks. This is bullshit. Like, ladies, you can't be looking at guys because of their looks. It doesn't matter what the guy looks
like. It doesn't matter to you because you don't have to fuck yourself.
Well, he does probably a lot.
I mean,
when I'm having sex with somebody, I'm constantly thinking about what the fuck I look like, and I feel bad for them. I'm like, yeah.
Then you're different than him.
I don't know. I am different than the fucking beast. Despite what these trolls in chat want to say about why is Belly wearing a baseball hat? Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Now, when you guys say, yes, he does have to fuck himself, you're referring to masturbation. I meant if there was a fucking clone of him, he wouldn't fuck himself.
I'd bang a clone of me.
I know you would, but we've already established your narcissism and that you...
Yeah.
I know for a fact, you're the kind of person that would, like, look at yourself in the mirror and, like, kiss yourself.
I do that often, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Whenever I see like a reflection in a window.
So by the end of this episode, we're naming the results. So sorry for the people who are watching this after the fact.
Yeah, but you'll be able to see the results.
Roosh V is winning so far, but it's really close. It's really, really, really close. By the way, in order to vote, you have to be following us on Twitch. So if you're having trouble voting, you have to go to our Twitch channel and click the follow there. Twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. Follow us there. Vote in the round one poll. And then coming up next, we're going to do this other one here. Now, I do want you guys to realize I'm not trying to sway the vote here. But if Onision wins, that probably means we're going to have Roosh V versus Onision.
Onision's a better lover than Roosh V.
I can't even respond to that.
I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I going to be slid into the crazy people fucking battle of the crazies?
Maybe, if you keep saying shit like that.
Am I going to have a little brackets, a little run-in?
A run-in.
Run-in. I'm cute. I don't worry. Thank you, Sophie.
All right, so...
Sophie's on drugs.
Whatever.
We are going to move on to the next one.
Poor Beast. All he wanted was some love. And
this is a great one. It's funny to ask people to choose between these people because it's tough. It's not easy.
It's not easy being greasy.
All right, Billy. I'm going to play the Onision one first. I would...
Onion boy!
You don't have to defend this.
I might.
It's going to be difficult for you to do.
We'll see.
Okay. And mind you, like, Onision, this is one of his most recent videos. So he's still talking about this. He's still fucking talking about this. Do you watch Onision's videos regularly? Just
no,
be honest.
Not often.
Okay, though. So you don't know. All right, here we go. Here's Onision talking more shit, airing more dirty laundry when he does it to other people. It's fine. When people do it to him, it's harassment, and he threatens to sue them. Here it is.
So I am, like, super convinced the internet is full of some of the dumbest people on Earth. And I don't know how you couldn't be convinced of that, because the internet's a big place, and there's a lot of dumb people. But I gotta talk about this baby thing, guys.
Okay, stop. Stop. I don't want to watch this video.
Okay.
on this channel. I know exactly what this is.
Okay.
This is, he brings up a bunch of stuff about Madison.
He doesn't say her name.
He doesn't say her name, but he brings up a bunch of stuff. And I don't think that we should watch this video here because it's fucking a bunch of bullshit private stuff that he shouldn't be talking about on the fucking internet. He shouldn't be talking about, he's trying to defend himself because Madison said that he didn't change a baby's diaper. But then he brings up a bunch of other stuff about her that is completely irrelevant.
Okay.
To the entire situation. He drags her under the fucking bus. And I don't want to fucking watch that on this show. I don't want to perpetuate the negative bullshit there.
Okay.
Because it has nothing to do with fucking his defense. It's a bunch of shit that doesn't need to be fucking brought up. Like, Onision doesn't need to bring this up. He's trying to bring it up to denigrate what she says.
Okay.
And tear her down. And I don't think that he did the right thing here. And I don't want to push this further on our show. I think what he said here was fucking wrong. And I don't want to rewatch this.
Okay.
If you guys want to see this, go watch Onision. But I'll tell you what, it's not worth watching. It's a bunch of fucking shit.
I agree.
A bunch of people are saying that he let Maddie's daughter get a rash, and it's like whatever. But then he goes into a whole bunch of other stuff about it.
It's when you're babysitting someone who's not toilet trained. It's not unreasonable to be expected to change their diaper. There's nothing creepy about it, honestly, and it's actually worse to let a kid sit around in their own shit for however long it takes until someone else does it.
Yeah, it's all bad, and him trying to defend himself here, I think he failed at it, and I think that him talking shit about Maddie for multiple other reasons that have nothing to do with this, trying to just tear down what she says, I don't agree with it at all.
Okay.
And I don't want to push that here on this channel or anywhere. Maddie's a good friend of mine. Onision's a friend of mine. And I hate being in between them on this. But
so
if
why
I have
do you
to,
think he still talks about it?
Because people on the line bring it up. It gets brought up all the time by people who want to fucking throw
but
his name under the bus.
But do you think if he ignored it long enough, people would stop talking
he
about it?
He never ignores anything. Well, that's Onision.
I mean,
that's what
so
he does.
Dumb.
He never ignores anything. So it's a fucking cyclone of bullshit. The one person brings it up online, everybody's, yeah, what about this, Craig? How are you this? If you could do this to a kid, then maybe you are a sicko. And it's like he goes to defend himself, and his way of defending himself is tearing down the other fucking person. And
it's
the way
bullshit.
The way he tears her down, I don't agree with at all. I don't agree with him tearing down other people to make his point anyways, but he does it. But I'm not going to sit here and let it fucking happen on the show because I don't agree with it. And I'll say that right now. I don't agree with this video at all.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say who it was about. I just happened to know because I had heard.
Yeah. And people online want to see Greg torn apart for anything, and they keep bringing this up. And
dude, he gives them this.
I know. He goes in depth about changing diapers in a way that is disgusting and gross, and he's trying to defend himself, and I feel bad.
There's nothing weird about an adult changing a kid's diaper. It's like totally normal.
I've never changed a diaper in my life.
I've never done it because when you're babysitting children that are too old to be potty trained, you're gonna have to change a diaper. I mean it's abusive to let a kid sit around in their own fecal matter.
Yeah.
For way longer than is absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
So, which is usually as soon as you realize they need to be changed, when you smell the shit. I mean, yeah, I mean this, I don't know. So to be like, oh, like this makes me feel weird. It's just, man, it's so ridiculous.
If you want to watch other videos of Onision being crazy,
we don't even have to. You know what?
But this one, I just don't want to watch it. I don't want to perpetuate it.
Okay, and I understand that. We don't have to watch it. That's fine. Yeah. I support your choice. I'm saying your reaction to it is enough to show how fucking retarded Onision can be. Like,
I'm not saying Onision himself will tell you that he's fucking responds to shit too much and is dumb sometimes. And this is one case where
it's not.
I don't support.
It's not just one case. He does
like he'll never let something go.
He does. He does that. And I'm not saying he doesn't.
Like, I've been in Twitter wars with people that have even lasted maybe like 1 or 2 days. I could not keep something just going forever.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to crap myself next time I hang out with Onision, and I'll make him change my diaper.
It's so ironic that it's so ironic that, like, this had happened, but the real thing that caused a rift between them was when he wore the diaper. What's up with the diaper shit? There's always diaper shit going on between them.
It's very
apparently.
It's very sad. You know, I was in the video where they stopped being friends, Greg and Maddie. I was in the video where they stopped being friends, and Greg and I were just being completely ridiculous.
Well, it's,
and Maddie felt the need to defend herself to her community. And I took that as, I'm sorry that we put you in that position, Maddie. I'm glad that you cleared it up with your community. Greg took it as somebody that he let into his home betrayed him. And I'm like, how could you take it that
so one of those things is way more reasonable than the other. I mean, it's really strange that he's not comfortable changing a kid's diaper, especially when he's had kids of his own.
Yeah.
But he's totally comfortable rolling around on the floor in a diaper.
Well, it's because it's comedy, it's right?
Okay.
And whether or not he changed the diaper, like I don't know. I can't align myself there.
In this video, he says he didn't.
He definitely didn't. But I've never changed a diaper, and I made sure to tell people, you know, if I'm gonna watch their kids, they better be potty trained. Or you better have somebody come change the diaper.
Well, then that's reasonable.
I'm not going to change the diaper.
You set
that's
expectations.
That's me. I just don't change diapers. I don't.
It's not fun. I mean,
I don't care if it's fun or not. It's just I don't feel comfortable changing a fucking diaper. I'm not.
It's gross.
If I was a dad, I might have to fucking do it, right? But I'm not. I've been an uncle and I never changed a diaper. I just don't do it. For one, it's not even about perversion or anything. I'm worried I wouldn't do it good enough. And they'd get a fucking rash because I changed the diaper poorly. I don't know. I don't trust myself looking after a fucking shitty kid. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not a. I can clean myself. All right. But I don't trust myself with other people's fucking kids. That's your fucking kid. You know, that's just where I am. Greg was in a position where whatever happened. I side with Maddie on this one. And I will 100% on this
it's
one.
It's so hard to side with Onision on most things.
Yeah. Is he such a dick?
That's the thing, though. I don't usually have to side with Greg on anything because I don't care what he does. This situation, I cared because he fucking is out here talking shit to Maddie, and I...
Well, it's personal to you. It's personal, and we understand. We get that.
And you're like, well, then that's shitty, Billy, that it's not personal between you and Eugenia Cooney when he talks about Eugenia. But Eugenia's my friend, too, and I confront Greg about it.
I didn't say that. No.
I'm not saying you did.
The reason I said that, too, is because I knew she's your friend, too.
Yeah.
And she's another one. He's an ass. But, I mean, like, okay, so, and he does the stupid pet. Like, he hates it when people call him a pedo, but then he calls other people a pedo. It's so weird. Yeah. And you don't know Shane Dawson, but that's fucked up.
Me and Shane are Twitter friends. We follow each other on Twitter,
well,
so I basically am besties with him.
Shane sure likes his cats.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Shane is not a pedophile. I think Shane is not a cat fucker.
But
he's not.
But, I mean, it's the internet. People talk, and people lie, and people make jokes.
Sure.
If someone holds you to the flame, then you jump away from the flame, right? If someone's like, you fucking made pedophile jokes, then you say, well, that was a joke. I'm sorry that it offended
you.
Like,
I don't even care about Onision's personal life at all, but he keeps putting it out there.
Like, he always has, though. He always has.
Okay, well, it's not working.
It doesn't work now. The last couple years, he's really fell off, but other people are like Repsion. Making huge views and money off Onision.
Uh-huh.
Tons of other people are still making views off Onision. Onision's the only one not making views off of himself.
That's true. That is very true. Repsion has to use somebody else to make
But views. Onision only fucking knows this life. He's been in it for over a fucking decade, right? What else is he going to do?
He can do something else.
He's a wielder. He still has fans that love what he does. He's good at making videos. He's very prolific with his videos.
His fans don't really like these kind of videos.
I don't think they like this. I don't know. I don't like this video. I don't like the way that he
his fans like the people who are genuinely his fans like his dumb skits and that kind of shit where he plays those stupid characters. People like that. They don't like this. This is what makes him have less fans. And I don't mean just this specific video. I mean,
but he's always responding
all the drama videos.
He's always responding to the drama because his responses to drama get more views than his skits do. It's ridiculous. Right now, I'll do skits with Greg. We'll film like 12 fucking skits over the course of a day or two, and then he'll edit them and release them over a month. And the videos will get like anywhere from like 2,000 to 10,000 views. That's it. He responds to drama, and other people respond to his drama. And they get like 50,000.
But he doesn't like the drama videos other people make.
He doesn't like them, no. But they're there.
But that's why people keep making them. He can't make drama videos and not expect people to make drama videos back at him.
Yeah. Sure.
He's a fucking hypocrite.
Sure. Ben's preaching.
Now, So that's Onision. We didn't even have to get through the video. Honestly, we talked about him for as long as I would have played the video anyway.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Yeah, and by the way, yes, we'll still read through the stream.
Do you think Onision's fear of changing a diaper has any relations to his father's history?
I don't know. Maybe. And that's not. I mean, like, maybe. That's another thing that's none of my business. But he tells everybody.
But that's.
I don't need to know that.
Onision is an open book, and because at one point it made him a lot of money.
It doesn't anymore.
It doesn't, but it's still a habit now.
Like sugar?
Yeah.
Like sugar. Yeah. Onision and drama is like me and sugar.
It's not, though. That's a total psychological addiction.
Drama?
Addicted to drama, yeah. There's no physical component to that.
Physically being fucking stuck in drama because you shit talk all the time?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It is what it is. Greg is a friend of mine for a lot of reasons, but not because he comes after people online. That's not something I value in Greg, but that's something that's part of him.
And
right?
he doesn't do it in a funny way either. He does it in a very malicious way, and that's why people don't like it, because he's mean. There's no comedy to it. It's just mean shit.
And I'll say this about Greg. The way he attacked Maddie's relationships and stuff in this, I don't think Greg is the type of person that should be attacking other people's relationships, right? Like, he's had enough bad ones on his own.
But that's, I wasn't even going to mention that since we weren't watching the video, but he talks shit about her doing things that he's guilty of himself.
And I'm just one of those people that, like, you don't throw stones from a glass house, right? Like,
yeah.
And it's like, if you wanted to call out anything about this and defend yourself, you could have done it better than having to destroy somebody in the process. But it's whatever. It's Greg, and he was responding to the internet and claims that Maddie made.
But here's the thing. He responds to the internet, but in his response, he attacks someone who's no longer messing with
him. I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a piece of shit. I mean, he's fucking just... But he could ignore all the random people on the internet that he doesn't even really know. And
dude, have you seen people on the internet, though? Like, I get tagged in his stuff all the time. I get tagged in his stuff all the time. If he tags me in a video with him, I will get responses from angry people for 4 days straight of just replying to that one tweet. How do you be such a shithead? How do you be such a shithead? It's incessant. And it's this circular wave of angry people shitting on him, and then him finally getting to the point where he feels like he has to defend himself. And they defend himself.
But they would be shitting on him if he didn't do shit like this.
And it's wash, rinse, repeat. They would be shitting on him.
But he's not going to stop them. They're not hurt by the shit he's saying here.
I know.
So... Yeah.
I know.
So who's his competitor?
His competitor is another slimy worm.
If it wasn't for Onision, I wouldn't be here right now.
The Barbie doll kind over of, the G.I. Joe, or your parents take you off and have you castrated.
Oh, the Russian Limbaugh wannabe.
That's the type
Limbaugh
of insane society we are living in. Dove Soap created this ad for transgender mothers. Transgender mothers. And I gotta tell you, it's about transgenderism, but it is one of the weirdest ads, I have to say, that I've seen in a while, because it's not just about that, but it's also just a mix of other bizarre stuff.
Bizarre stuff.
And they tie it all in with being a mom. I don't know. I'm going to play it for you.
So
you
said
guys
transgender and mom about four times each, and then weird stuff. That's all I've weird gotten stuff out of this intro, is transgender, mom, and weird stuff. For being a talk radio host, he sure doesn't say much. Don't tread on me, Caden Cowgirl, you fucking coward. Spit it out. It's about fucking time. Talk.
Of it, but
yeah, motherfucker.
It's just weird. Listen to me.
Oh, is it just weird?
Ideas about what it means to be a good mom. And most people feel like they have a license to tell you what they think it means to be a good mom.
Oh my god. I'm a first-time mom, and I'm just figuring it out as I go. Oftentimes, a grandma, uncles, you know, great-grandmas, they want you to do it their way. But I have to be that woman that stands her ground.
Can I have your bucket so I can put some green?
What we do here is unconventional because he's at the barn with us all the time. Hi, guys. I would say that he has such a different set of opportunities. We're showing him something unique.
What's weird about this?
Yeah, I don't know yet.
We are both his biological parents.
Okay, the biological father is a trans woman.
That's cute.
Okay. Oh, boy. People that are like, what do you mean you're the mom?
Okay, freeze it. Okay, so here we have...
transphobic.
Here we have Christian Weston Chandler.
Yeah.
Finally found a sweetheart, and he can't make a baby with her, and I'm mad about it. That's the problem.
Caden Cowgirl, let Christine Weston Chandler have her fucking sweetie. Fucking asshole.
What you just heard was the voice of a XY male. Okay, that said that we are both the biological parents, calling the tranny. Here we go. So this guy is claiming to be this kid's mother, and it was his...
I mean, the fact that this exists does not mean that this is widespread or anything like that.
Well, the fact that this exists does not mean that Caden Cowgirl is making any sort of valuable fucking point here. It's, what, 3 minutes into this video and he's still stumbling over his words? I thought he was supposed to be good with words, Cowgirl.
I mean, also, the baby is biologically both of theirs.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, even though... The father is trans,
or the mother is the father. Big fucking deal.
I mean, there's a biological mother and a biological father, but they both identify as women.
Yeah, what's the big deal here?
And that is not weird in this day.
What's wrong with the kid having two parents? They're both the kid's real parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it is weird, big deal. Let it be weird. Let it be their fucking weird. This isn't your weird to worry about, Cowgirl.
Yeah. I was raised by a single parent. This kid's lucky, motherfucker. I have two parents that love him. So fuck off.
Seed that met this child's mother's egg.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh my to put God.
I like how hard it is for him to say this.
But that way.
Yeah, dude.
And how exactly is he the mother?
Because
when you plant the seed, that means you're the father, dipstick. I mean, what?
Is that what that means?
Play that part again. This is this guy claiming to be the mother of this child.
We are both his biological parents.
We are both his biological parents. Well, if you're both the biological parents, then yeah, that would mean that he planted the seed, meaning that he's the father. All right?
Okay.
He is the father of that child. Not the mother, the father.
It's a little bit antiquated now, considering that person is not a fucking male. They're a transgender fucking woman, dude.
Exactly.
We're both going to be moms.
We're both going to be moms. Okay.
Yeah.
So daddy got jealous of mommy and wanted to be mommy, too.
Oh, I mean, is it jealousy, Caden Cowgirl?
I don't think it's jealousy. What a weird way of looking at it.
It's just somebody who doesn't feel right being a man, choosing to live as a woman, after making a fucking baby with their penis and their semens. Big deal. Get over it, dude. This is like somebody going to the ice cream shop and yelling, I hate Spumoni. I hate Spumoni. Put all the Spumoni in my sundae, and I'm going to poo-poo this sundae. I don't want to eat it. You don't have to fucking eat it, dude. You don't have to suck that woman's dick. It's not something you are required living. You don't have to blow that woman. You don't have to have kids with that woman. All right? She's got a family. And you want to call it weird? Okay, call it weird. From your own fucking privacy. But don't sit on this radio call-in show where I'm a young Christian conservative and try and drive this narrative that this is the downfall of humanity. Because it's just one family trying to work it out like every other family there is.
Yeah.
It just happens to be one of the people looks like the other one more than they were born to. Out of their own fucking choice. I think Caden Calgar looks more like an old man than fucking a young gentleman.
Back. Fuck, he's probably only like 19 or 20 years old.
He's a trans ageist over here, looking like angry ass racist grandpa. He probably sits on his porch and whittles wood and drinks Boone's Farm every night. Or Bartles and James. I don't know what the fuck he does with his life, but it's...
He doesn't drink.
He doesn't drink?
I doubt it.
I hope he drinks single malt
stuff is, guys. Whiskey. He drinks semen. Up.
Oh.
These people are messed up. Is clearly a psychological condition. It's clearly a delusion that they are living.
Who cares? We're all living a fucking delusion. You're living a delusion, Caden Calgar. The delusion is your opinion matters to their fucking happiness. Happiness is a delusion. We all exist in a world where our happiness is dependent on our fucking existence being most in line with our perception and our brain. Their perception and their brain means their happiness comes out in the form of a transgender situation.
With this individual.
With this particular individual situation. So if they're happy, they're fucking happy. You're the weird one for caring about their happiness.
You know, I think it's kind of a double win that they get to be happy and they make Caden Calgar unhappy in the process.
Honestly?
That's like a blessing in disguise.
That's not a bad way to look at it.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
So there's way more people being happy than unhappy.
If Caden Calgar can look at these people and say there's something wrong with it, then guess what? That it's wrong for Caden Calgar and nobody else. Because Caden Calgar's personal perception on things does not change the world around him. If other people want to hate monger with him and champion his fucking ideas, then I guess do it. But find your own fucking happiness. Don't worry about Christine Weston Chandler and her sweetheart having a baby together.
This person seems way more level-headed than Christine Weston Chandler.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
This person seems way more level-headed than this fucking cowgirl, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to look back really quick on round one here. Oh, wow. Roosh be winning.
Decisively. Decisive lead.
And we'll check back by the end of the show once again, twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. Follow us there, and then you can vote on the poll. The links are in the description. Where are we at with... Ooh.
Young Oney Sorn.
Oh.
Young Caden Calgar. It's anybody's game.
Yeah, we'll have to check back on that by the end here. I kind of want to see Onision versus Roosh V.
But Calgar is such a dick, though.
Yeah. I despise Calgar.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. 50-50.
Damn.
Amazing. Look at Calgar taking the lead. Live and in living color.
We'll check back later.
It's interesting how both of these had to do with babies and both of the other one had to do with getting women.
Yeah.
What's up with the crazies having those?
That was totally random. That was not planned at all.
Weird.
That was so planned. Damn. Didn't know what he's doing.
Shut up.
Shut up, motherfucker.
We're going to... Oh, you know what? I'll read the Streamlabs. We should do that.
Yeah, guys, you need to read those.
We're doing a bonus show on Saturday, but it really helps take the burden off of our Saturday peoples if we can get as close to the goal as possible tonight. You know, at least 50%.
Any Streamlabs that come in right now will probably be read while we read the other ones, too. So
yeah.
Get your nickels and dimes in if you can.
I'll read some of these Streamlabs that came in. Whoa, a whole bunch of people followed us on Twitch. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Wow, it's almost like that was like a scheme just to get people to follow us.
I know how both of you, how disappointed you both are that the picture isn't done yet, but worry not. It'll be posted tomorrow. Also, finally starting training for a new job after 7 months of waiting. So sadly, you won't be able to catch the
Tuesday and Thursday shows. Hey, it's cool. Jobs are jobs, right?
Yeah.
Got to do what you got to do.
Thank you, Aldrich. And I can't wait to see the picture of me and Ben as furries doing sex stuff because I'm into that sort of thing.
I think I just... Are the alerts not playing sound still?
$20 ones were playing earlier.
Oh, were they? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mind is divided by so many things when I do this that, like, I don't always realize when things happen.
I'm not sick.
PT Ham gave us $20 but didn't say anything.
Thank you.
Singe 666, $2 pimp, streaming, PC get fixed.
No.
Yeah, he's using his Mac until... Oh, yeah, he said earlier his PC, like, took a total dump.
Yeah, it's totally dead. So buy me one, somebody. I'm wish list. Go now.
So what's up, Ben and Billy? What's up?
What's up?
A few strange guys, $5. Billy, I heard the sound clip of you saying the N-word. I thought you were a sweet boy.
I am a sweet boy. That was a deep fake. It wasn't me saying that, and I'm thoroughly disgusted by its existence.
It is on YouTube somewhere.
I seen it.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Horrible shit, Billy.
It's horrible people would do that to somebody saying the word Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's two words.
Well, yeah. Just saying the name Arnold Schwarzenegger and then someone would elicit such a terrible...
He's stuck, too. He can't say it any differently.
I'm not going to say it any differently. I'm not doing anything wrong here. It's the people who edited the clip to make me say something I didn't say. That's the wrong.
The message you said last night, Billy. Did you say it last night, Billy?
No.
Spirit Flame, $5. Feel better, Billy.
Thank you.
Being sick sucks. Take your vitamins. Down with Trump.
Down.
Killer 99, $2. The security guards, whoa, we just got another one and everything moved.
I saw the old Onision DP special on my feed yesterday. Has Billy seen it, and how do you feel about it now? I haven't seen the old DP special, but I do know that like he came live on the show, and everybody seemed to exonerate him of most of his previous sins that would have existed in that special. Anything he's done since then is free reign, but I mean... They talked it out before, so what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
We gave him a lot of shit about a lot of the same things he's doing now.
Yeah. You know, Onision does a lot of stuff that's worth flipping shit about. I just don't flip the shit at him because I don't have to. I don't know. Me and him have a different connection than viewer on the internet, so it's not the same.
A few strange days, $5. Billy, I heard the sound clip. Oh, no, I already read that one. Yeah. Chili No Cheese read that one, too. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet. Billy, are you?
I am.
Yeah.
I am a sweet
Killer 99, $2. The security guards inside the UK Houses of Parliament have swords.
Really?
Cool.
Cool.
I bet there's some with guns somewhere.
Yeah, but swords are badass.
$5. Isn't Gail a sexy woman? That was from Tweaked.
Is Gail a sexy woman?
I don't really think she is, but she's a nice lady.
I'm not attracted to her sexually, but I would like to sit down and maybe have a nice meal with her with candlelights around and talk my way onto her spaceship.
Michael Anderson, $5. Do you think Onision's fear of changing a diaper has... Oh, yeah, we already read that.
Maybe it does. Obviously, Onision has a lot of things that make him the person he is from his youth and on. And I think that he probably won't ever fully get rid of those things. We all have our hang-ups, right? And we all deal with things for the rest of our life that were put there when we were very young and impressionable. And sometimes we conquer them and sometimes we don't.
The Nell gave us $7. Fuck Caden Bitchker.
Agree.
He's the worst kind of human, forcing his views of society down other people's throats just so he can feel like a big man. Also, you guys should watch the unplanned movie trailer. Hilarious. We actually watched that on the post show.
We did,
on Twitch, and then it's uploaded. So if you're a $10 patron, it's on one of the post shows. I don't remember which one.
I think it's in theaters now.
There's so, guys, there's so much content on Patreon. I think a lot of people don't even realize it. Because there's the private show and there's the movie review, but then there's also every post show. We basically do an extra show almost every night.
Most nights.
It's at least an hour long, usually. Sometimes it's 45 minutes, but it's never really shorter than that. And a lot of stuff happens there. It's a good time. So that's all of... So we're over 300. We're at 38%. We're getting closer. Let's check in on the voting and see how the voting went.
Do, 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 do. Roosh V versus the Beast.
Yeah, Roosh V versus the Beast. Yeah, Roosh V got this
Roosh
one locked
v
in.
Locked up the win. And I think it's the right call.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, look at that tie. Oni-chan and Caden Calgary.
I find it hard to believe that this just happened naturally. I have a feeling people are using alt accounts to make this even up.
You think?
I'm to make it easy, if it just stays 50-50, I'm just going to flip a coin or something. So
we'll see.
So it's a lot more fun for everybody if there's an actual winner. But yeah, we will see.
We'll see.
Yo, safely!
Let's go find the skater pitiful in this fucking pit.
How do you like me now?
I'm the only critic with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is my neighbor.
Not what he says, Billy. It's not what he says.
You can probably take the round
Just
two.
Just do a straw poll? Fuck that. Straw polls are dumb. And
can
they're
be manipulated.
They're more easily
Caden
rigged
Calvert
than
takes
anything
the lead.
Else. They're more easily rigged than anything else. Straw polls are garbage.
They are garbage.
Straw polls are garbage.
Just do what's popular that everyone else uses. I get that a lot with everything. Something's popular, it must be the best thing to use.
It's cool. We just do what we do because we're trying to make it fair. We want every vote to count. And we want those votes to count via people following us on Twitch. Because that's the way we can keep track of things, and you can support us on Twitch by following. It's a win-win, right?
Yep.
We're happy about that.
Yo.
Oh, I fucking
hate
this.
You might see me on America's Most Wanted one day.
Is he in an RV?
I think, he's been in an RV recently, I believe. Or it could just be
a
portable home.
Is he 7 feet tall?
No, this is...
Want me to tell you how it went down?
How'd it go down?
Don't you know I went on the ocean with a boat? Don't you know I was high off some fucking dope? I seen Captain Crunch, yo, I shot his ass down.
That's shot Captain Crunch?
Nah, I ain't fucking around. I'm a special ed, yup, I'm a special K. You know how it
I'm
be.
I'm special ed, I'm a special K.
Day. I don't care,
this is the worst
rhyme. Snap, crack, and pop. I don't give a fuck.
This guy's a serial killer.
Shot. Then Mr. Jack, yo, I mean fucking Applejack.
I'm Mr. Jack Applejack. Pitmug, did this guy got punched in the throat?
I don't know, maybe.
Up in the back, you know how it be in the fucking rabbit seat. From trick, cause I had to fucking eat a bee. Cooked him up for lunch.
Cooked him up for lunch, huh?
But he's gravelly, I'm right.
Killer,
yeah.
Killer. Next stop. You know where the fuck I went?
He was about to go back into it, and then he realized he had to wait another
for the
measure
to drop
there.
Back in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a serial killer, killer, killer.
Somebody gave me like $100 one time to write a song about being a serial killer and basically write this song.
Trying to get on Psychopathic Records.
They were like, you should do have that idea for a song. Here's $100, make it. And I never did. Feel bad, but the fucking Green Jell-O back in the
Green
day,
Jell-O.
They did Serial Killer.
Yep,
Toucan, Son of Sam.
Toucan,
I love that song.
Son of Sam,
a great song. This guy's
Silly
version,
Rabbit
Tricks Are For
Kids.
It's a fucking great song. This song, not great.
That's a great album.
Oh,
entire album. is fucking amazing.
I went over to Bedrock. See, I see Fred Flintstone and I seen Barney.
Fruity Pebbles.
I killed them both and I fucked both of their wives.
Damn.
That's how it be. Both the bitches were nice. And Pebbles, don't you know?
This is inferior to the Kermit is a Bitch rap in every single way. I'm glad he's not dropping the N-bomb. I see him doing something new here, so I want to reward him for this. But it's uninspired, and it's a ripoff of Green Jello. It's Green Jello did it better. Like, it's just, Kermit's a Bitch was pure passionate. This guy's sitting in a fucking RV, I don't know, trying to rap his way into CX Network or something. I don't know what he's doing here. I'm not a fan. I'm not cringing either though here. If he starts dropping the N-bomb, if he starts rapping about Cocoa Puffs dropping the N-bomb, we might have a problem. But so far, I'm just kind of like, eh, whatever, dude. This isn't keto.
He was grown. You know how it be. Said I had to make her moan. Then I had to go straight up and take her home. That's how it be. Don't you know, to the dome. Yeah, I had to give it. Then sugar bear.
This gentleman is just pathetic right now. I don't know. I'm not.
You're his biggest fan.
I'm not. I don't like him, but this is just kind of sad and boring. I don't know. I almost want him to start dropping the N-bomb so that I can get angry. Right now,
I think he did it once and you were talking over him so you didn't hear it.
Well, thank God.
Here.
Man, seems like lately my fans be doing anything to get some free tickets.
Oh, really?
Talk. Tell me, where you last see sweat?
Man, I told you, man. Last time I seen you was down there at the flea market trying to peddle that sassafras off the mending boards down there. I ain't lying to you now.
Oh, he what died. The fuck? Where asking you, sweat? Asking you.
Somebody told him he was good with voice.
This time I'm going to ask, where is sweat?
Dookie be making hits. That's all it is to get. I make an album in one night. Just lay down about 12 tracks like that, real quick.
Dookie, sir, sweat.
I grab the microphone and I start to spit something slick.
Is this,
yeah, wicked a whack.
Is this guy like from Evan LeFavor's TV show, Freaky Deaky?
Yeah, first class. I beat that. Brass is my favorite metal. I like to collect it. I got a lot of it laying around the house.
This guy's decoration is impressive.
Tommy Bahama. Guys. That's what they call me.
They call you Tommy Bahama?
It's painful. For me.
I think I know your mama. John Stowley. Yeah, I paint a perfect.
Wait a minute,
picture.
Did he say he know your mama, John Crowley? Did he just say that?
Yeah. Why is he calling out your mama?
Check it.
Oh, we are on now.
Come on, get him. Get him, Pimp Monk. Get him.
Check out. Drink some vinaigrette. I make with some dookie juice.
Drink some vinaigrette. I make some dookie juice.
Dookie juice.
Yeah.
What the fuck,
dookie juice?
Like, for some reason, like, I'm not feeling the cringe in these. They're not good. But why am I not cringing?
This is cringe. Yeah,
is my cringe meter broken because I'm sick and dying?
No, Onision broke it.
Fuck.
Yeah, this is pathetic. This is hurtful. This is painful.
It's just dumb. It's just the guy's dressed like a fucking dumbass. He's obviously like, you know, almost in troll mode. He's putting all this. He's accessorizing, you know? I don't believe he's being serious, so I can't cringe to it.
He looks like a hybrid of G-Time Johnny and Evan LeFavor.
Yeah. The illegitimate son of G-Time Johnny.
And Razor Bitch with that little glove on.
Oh, my God.
How do you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I said Razor Bitch!
Real got loose. Him.
Everywhere I go. I got a disco light following me around, G. What's up with that? I think.
What's up with that?
Disco light in here right now. Can you see?
What's up with that?
Yo.
What's up with that?
Disco light up in here.
What's up with that big little?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's fucking almost cute how terrible this is.
Oh, no.
It just sucks, that's all. I'm not cringing.
Man, boy, this is horrible.
Hold on. Let me grab my RPG or my rail gun, son.
Okay.
Oh, wow, all right. Dude, seriously.
The decor is on point. The accessorizing makes me think he's in on how terrible he is, and he's just being a little fucking twerp.
Oh, he knows he's terrible, but I still want to punch him.
Well, yeah, no, that's fine. He's fully punchable. Like, my biggest cringes are when it's like these teachers that are super excited to rap, and they get in front of their kids, and it's so embarrassing. That's when I cringe the most. I can't hit that cringe stride here.
He's definitely trolling. He's definitely trolling. There's no doubt there.
I'm a railgun son with the RPG. I got this Victorian decor in my grandma's house. Cute boy.
Yeah,
shut up.
My 6 foot long mouse trap.
All right.
Mouse trap. He's definitely country boy.
Yeah. He's a little bore. Kelton John.
I'm going to put up the timer here. 10 minutes on the clock. You can send in your Streamlabs. We will read them.
Hi, Billy.
Helping us reach our goal is imperative to the existence of the show. Aside from that, using the Brave browser, using our link to download it. Actually, you know what? I'm going to show you guys a little something while we're waiting on these Streamlabs to come in, just in case you didn't
show
see this.
Show
us something. So, if you have the Brave browser for Android, you can enable your tokens. There's tokens waiting for you on the Brave browser through Android. You just use our link to download it if you haven't already. And then in the address bar, you type in Chrome:// flags. And after you do that, it'll take you to the rewards screen where you type rewards into the search bar. After you type rewards in the search bar down below, you'll see Brave Rewards Beta. You go to where it says default, you go to the drop-down menu and you switch it to enabled. After you do that, the triangle will appear, the Brave Rewards triangle, and you'll see a thing where you can claim your tokens. Once you have the tokens, you just go to our stream here, you click the triangle, you click send a tip, you send us all of those lovely tokens.
That's all you gotta do.
Which is pretty great.
It's really great. The New Yorker AI generated Trump speech, please. That's a good call. We were talking about that the other day. We got to find that for. I want to see that.
Let's take a look at where we're at with these. Rushfi kicked ass.
Yeah. I think it was right.
Caden Cowger is winning by 2 votes.
Young Caden.
Wow. Onision can't even beat Caden Cowger.
I think that, you know, people just hate Caden.
Yeah, it is kind of voting for whoever's, like, the fucking bigger weirdo out of the two people. But I don't know. I think Onision's a bigger weirdo.
I know Benjamin hates Caden Cowger.
I do. Yeah.
I hate Caden Cowger. Everybody should hate Caden Cowger. And you can hate whoever you want, but you have to love Billy the Fridge because he's a sweet boy. That's all.
How do you vote? Okay, there's a link in the description to vote. You must be following us on Twitch. So if you're not already following us on Twitch, go to twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. Click the follow button. You have to follow us before you can vote.
How can he vote? How can he vote?
And after this, we're going to do the post show. I've got some interesting stuff lined up. The post show is not on Twitch tonight, by the way.
Patrons only. Yes. Thank you guys for being continued patrons of the show. It's always much appreciated, and we have a lot of fun on the after shows when it's behind a wall because we all kind of let loose. We bring the patrons on and we bullshit about things. It's fun. Got fillings today. Teeth hurt. Damn it, JJ.
I've never had fillings before. It just sounds terrible to me.
I had fillings when I was a little kid.
Yeah, I've never had any. Never had a cavity.
Sorry you're hurting. Never had a cavity. Lucky boy. Benjamin keeps his teeth nice and clean. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I do.
I happen to know that I have one cavity right now.
Ouch.
That needs to be filled.
I lost a tooth. Hey.
It's an anal cavity.
That was a while ago, though.
Oh, you did, Pimpmunk?
That was a good while ago, man.
Oh.
Yeah, it was damaged anyway because of a fight years ago. And it finally just... it ain't lost, it's broke.
When I was in my wrestling days, I had some 6'4" dude kick me in the face. And my front lip got stuck between my two front teeth.
Goldberg.
And I had to pull out my lip from my teeth. And I was bleeding, and for the next couple of days, everything I ate tasted like blood because my mouth was busted open.
Oh, yeah. Kick.
And then, like, 2 years later, like, a piece of my tooth root, it might have been, like, 5 years later, a piece of my tooth root, like, came up out through my gum. I guess, the root of my tooth had been fucking kicked off. And
shit.
That makes sense.
Crazy.
That makes sense.
I almost bit my tip of my tongue off one time because of a fight. Dude uppercut me. And it was pretty fucked up. But yeah, I did knock knocked three teeth out of a dude's face one time.
Damn.
And one of them went through his fucking cheek.
When you knock somebody's teeth out, do you get to take them and then sell them to the tooth fairy?
I didn't, but I should have.
Ben, will you use the new post-show overlay I made tonight? Singe is asking. I don't know if it's set up.
Yeah, I think I have it. I think I used it last time.
There's a scar right there where I hit a dude with his, and his tooth went into my knuckle.
I don't know if I have it. I don't know if I have it right now. I don't. I think I need to. I don't know.
I was comparing scars. I was comparing scars, man, with a girl like 2 weeks to ago.
It was like, I don't know. Fuck it.
I did a weed. I was comparing scars with this girl 2 weeks ago, and then I went and fucking sliced my hand open last week. I feel like I really ripped myself off. I could have compared this scar. If it would have just been a week earlier, it would have been a nice fresh scar.
Dude, I got so many fucking scars on me. It's ridiculous. I've been slit up, cut up, fucking beer bottle slit down my damn arm. It's all kinds of crazy shit.
You ever been fucked up so bad that, like, you freaked yourself out?
Dude, yes! The time my eyeball was out of my fucking face.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah! I walked into the house and everybody was like, oh my fucking God! Because I didn't even realize how bad it was. Then I got in front of a mirror and I was like, oh shit! That was rough, dude. That wasn't even a bar fight, dude. That was a fucking, just a street fight. Dude fucked me up.
It's like Rocky V.
Young street fighter.
Yeah, one kill's always easier than fighting.
And then you, oh shit.
But punching
fuck
counts.
I opened up Twitch and it's like playing a Twitch video. Shit.
I'm going to try to cheat this.
Damn it, it's still trying to play a Twitch video. It's like frozen now. Close all. All right. The fuck.
Looks like Caden Calgar is going to be Oni Sjorn. I don't know how much time we have left.
I'm okay with that.
If anybody wants to get in their last minute stream labs.
Because I would have technically voted for Calgar too, honestly.
Yeah, my money's on Calgar, but we all know that's because I think Onision is...
he's not.
Not the worst person at the table. Even though tonight I couldn't agree with his video at all and wouldn't even let it play because
playing both sides of the fence.
It's not both sides of the fence, right? Like, I totally agree with, I totally disagree with that video, right? And I can disagree with people.
But he does that kind of shit all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that kind of shit I don't have to deal with because I'm not one of these fucking drama whores that suckle off of Onision all the fucking time. A lot of people are. And it's like, okay, if I...
Is Repsy on one of them?
He definitely gets a lot of good views off Greg.
Okay.
He definitely follows through on Greg. Joy Sparkles did a ton of fucking videos on him. A lot of people
Joy Sparkle was doing it at a time when it wasn't as big as it is now.
It was always good views.
Not as much. Not as much.
There's a community around Onision that exists just to talk shit about him. There's like,
I know, but it's not as big as it is now. Like before, I know from experience.
It's been big.
It's way bigger now.
You were doing it with fucking everybody 5 years ago, right, making fucking views off
it. It's not as big. Go look at Repsion's videos when he used to make fun of Onision and look at him now.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's way bigger now. Way, way bigger.
It's that heat.
And yeah, we got like seconds left. Yeah.
Somebody said Joy Sparkles has a personality disorder. I think that a lot of people on YouTube have personality disorders. I think that you kind of have to, you don't have to have them, but it benefits you to have a personality disorder on YouTube. Because people identify with you if you're fucking a little bit crazy.
Oh my god.
That's true, though. I agree with that statement.
So, we're at the end. Rouge V definitely won. Caden Cowger wins by a very narrow margin.
By a very narrow urethra.
Urethra.
Someone had to make... 3 alt accounts to ensure Caden Cowger's victory.
Ben's blaming it on the alt accounts. Ooh.
Yeah.
I do think Greg versus Rouge V would have been
I wanted it so bad. I wanted it so bad. That would have been way more interesting, but now it's Caden Cowger.
We'll have to see if Caden Cowger has any sort of crazy video about him and women where he's pursuing them.
No, there isn't. I've never heard him even talk about that kind of stuff.
He's not into women, is he? You think he's closet?
I don't know.
Caden Cowger might be a closet case.
Closet Rush Limbaugh.
Well, closet limp wrist Limbaugh. Rush limp wrist.
We do have many more rounds in like the first part of the tournament, so we won't see this probably until next month. The winners from yesterday and today face each other.
And I think we should try and find my craziest videos and slide me into the tournament so I can just have a chance to win, because I think I'm crazy.
I'm not going
to
give you that satisfaction.
Pussy.
I'm not going to make it about you.
Pussy.
That's how I win.
Pussy. Then I'm going to find a Ben crazy video. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get Rey Mysterio in a mask.
Okay. We are ending this show. We will see all the $10 patrons, subscribers, channel members, all that shit. We'll see all you guys.
Yeah, come check us out. Pimp Monk, thank you for being on tonight. Love you, brother.
Love you too, man.
And everybody at home, see us tomorrow, Saturday. We're going to be back again for that bonus show.
Yeah, yep. Fuck. We
make sure you kids tap on Sunday. And
if,
awesome.
Yes.
And if we reach our goal by tomorrow, then our 555 special episode will be next Saturday.
Yeah.
That's the fuck.
Yes. We really need it to happen.
Yeah, I'm streaming if, for the ones who ain't $10 Patreons. You can come see me here in a few minutes. And make sure you catch the Alter Perspective Sunday.
Sunday, yes. Alter Perspective Sunday. Good night, everybody. Yeah.
Good night.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.